Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
What the hell?
I listen to you every morning. I think you all are great.
Oh, my God. I love you guys.
I'm such a huge fan. I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for years.
Hello, old lady.
Elvis Duran. He was the man of the hour.
Yuppers, gotta say we love it here in the Big Apple.
It's into the phone.
All I want to do is hug him.
He was a very sweaty guy.
I think he's gay.
He's just a sloppy drunk.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give to you the man with the plan.
You have found us. I am the Ayatollah of rock and rolla. Welcome to the day. We survived a weekend. Did we survive a weekend? I don't know. Did everyone survive the weekend? You okay?
Yeah, we're here.
Well, welcome to Monday, January, February, March, April 20th. Is that right?
It's
I don't know.
420.
Yeah. It is. Oh my God, it's 420. Let me look at my 420 music over here. Let's play this right here. Hold on. Yeah.
Yes.
We dedicate this to all those out there who are puffing and passing.
Yes.
Gandhi.
Snoop Dogg.
You know what happened with the D.R.E. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know who's back up in this.
DP, JC, my turn it. CPT, LBC, yeah, we hooking back up. And when they bang this in the club, baby, you got to get up. Look, yeah, they giving it up. Low life, yo life, boy, we living it up. Taking chances while we dancing in the party for sure. Slip my when she got in the back door. Looking at me strange, but you know I don't care. Step up in this, just a swing in my. Talking, walk if you're down with the set. Take a with some and take this on this jet out of town. Put it down for the father of rap. And if your get cracked, jet your trap. Come back, get back. That's the part of success. If you believe in the X, you'll be relieving your stress.
It's the D.R.E.
Dr. Drake.
I'm mobbing with the D-O-double-G. Straight off the CBT. King of the beach, you ride to him in your fleet. Whoop, whoop the veal rolling on dubs. How you feel? Whoop-de-whoop, what? Dre and Snoop down in the lag. With Doc in the back sipping on in the dipping through hoods. Compton, Long Beach, Inglewood. South Central out to the west side. This California love, this California got a gang of pub. I'm on one, I might bell up in the Century Club. With my jeans on, and my team strong. Get my drink on, and my smoke on. Then go home with something to poke on.
What's up, bitch?
Locust on for the 2000. Coming real, it's the next episode.
Hold up. Every day.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
What the hell
is
that?
God.
Did they really F up that song that much? You know what?
Yeah.
I'm done. You know, they took
garbage.
Out the best
Why would they do
line
that?
In the they scrambled the best line in the song.
Yeah.
Oh, this place. I tell you.
That's hilarious.
Sometimes I think we work for imbeciles. Whoever edited that. What, Danielle, what?
What do they think they're saying? Like, if they take the word out, what do they think they're saying? Like, it's just stupid.
I'm so tired of this company editing people's art. And that's what they just did.
Yes.
Oh.
That was terrible. Yeah,
scary. Yeah. Go get the real version of that song and put it in the system. We're going to play the real version in 2 hours.
Yeah, that's seriously. What I'm talking about.
Why not? But you have to edit out all the curse words. I got that. I know we can't say the F word, the S word, and all the other words. I got that. Okay. S, my D, you know, stuff like that that's in the song. Okay, I get that. But that last line, dude, no one does that last line like Scary. Do it, Scary.
Smoke weed every day.
Right. Let's move on. I swear to God, this company. I'm surprised we're still in business with people like that editing our music. I'm going home. Wait, I am home. I can't go home. Right. I can't go home. I'm home.
No. Nope.
There's nowhere to go but here. Anyway, yep. Jackie on line three, our first caller of the day, doing the important work out there. Jackie is a surgical tech currently in nursing school, expecting to graduate in December. Fingers are crossed for you, Jackie. You've been working hard.
Thank you.
Deserve it. You deserve to graduate.
Yes, I do deserve to graduate. It is hard work, especially during this time where everything's online and we're teaching ourselves. It's hard.
Wow.
Me and my students are going through a lot right now.
Something kind of interesting, because you are about to graduate from nursing school, and you are definitely at a point in your life where you could say, oh my God, I'm looking at what this entails. Maybe I'll do something else. Maybe this isn't for me. Or the other way, everything that's going on with the pandemic is making you want to do it more than ever. Which one are you?
I am the second. This is what I was meant to do, and I do it every day still to this time, and I will do it every day until I can't anymore. This is what I was meant to do to help other people.
I love that. Awesome. You see, when people go into work every day, there are people going into their shift today right now listening to our show going, oh, here we go. Got to open those doors and do another one. We thank you. And the fact that you, a lot of these people, as scary as it is, they say they wouldn't change anything for the world. I love that, Jackie. You inspire us.
Yeah, I wouldn't change it. I would not change it at all. Like I said, I will finish graduation. Even though we may not walk across the stage, we might not see a college campus again until we graduate. When I graduate, I will be there. If they ask me to do it right now as a nurse, I would do it.
That's it. You know what? Wow. I have an idea. For all graduation ceremonies that are going to be canceled, let's move them all to the beach in Jacksonville. There's plenty of room. Everyone else is out there. Might as well go out there and graduate. I can see people in their gowns and their little caps, like walking down the beach. They're open.
You got to make sure you have your mask on, too.
Yeah, so. Put your mask on, girlfriend.
Put your mask on.
Anyway, Jackie, congratulations to us for having people
Thank you
looking out for us. You know, we are the lucky ones because of you, Jackie. Congratulations on getting through your nursing school, and you will graduate somehow in December. And you are the first caller of the day, so there.
Yay! Thank you.
See? Tongue out. Seriously, you made it. Well, thank you for being here today, Jackie. And are you working today? Like, what's your schedule today?
I am. I am actually going in right now. I have two cases I have to do. I think they're cancer cases. I'm not sure, but there's two. And then I go home after that. So,
well, you go in and you put your healing hands on them and you take care of business. And again, we're very grateful to know that you're listening to us. Hey, so there's this hospital in Hackensack, New Jersey, right across the river called Hackensack Meridian. And we have these scrubs, the Elvis Duran Morning Show scrubs. These are brand new. No one's ever seen these. And you're getting the very, very first scrubs. We're going to send these to you, okay?
What? I can't wait to get them.
Yeah.
We got the
Elvis Duran Morning Show scrubs. Yeah. You're going to wear these with pride. And thank you for listening to us, Jackie. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, we got these scrubs.
I know that.
Scotty just held his up to the camera. I'm going to take a picture and put it up on my Instagram ASAP. Let's go around the room. No, let's not do around the room. What are we doing? Horoscopes?
Yes.
Want to do horoscopes?
Yes.
All right. Horoscopes. Let's get into it. Go. Let's see who should do them.
Nate's not doing them today, right?
No. You go, Danielle.
All right, Capricorn, your past can help shape your future, but don't dwell on the things that won't contribute to your growth. Your day is a 7.
Aquarius, there are countless ways to show your friends how much you care. Simply reach out and check on them. They'll appreciate it. Your day is a 9.
Pisces, it's time to organize your life. You're going to feel accomplished once you have things laid right out in front of you. Your day is an 8.
Aries, patterns are sometimes meant to be broken, so don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone and shake things up. Your day is a 10.
Taurus, self-acceptance is an empowering thing. Try to adopt a mindset that brings peace to both your body and your mind. Your day is an 8.
Gemini, important new information could be coming your way, so keep your mind open to it and accept it for what it is. Your day is a 7.
Cancer, your multitasking skills have been working overtime. Be careful of spreading yourself too thin. Give yourself a little break every once in a while. Your day is a 9.
Leo, don't hesitate to unleash your creativity. Your instincts for turning anything blah into something special are ready for action. Your day is a 10.
You know what we're doing today? I think today is today is tie-dye day.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, okay. And fried chicken day. It's fried chicken.
Virgo, leaving the safety of your comfort zone can be nerve-wracking, but don't let that hold you back. It's also going to be exhilarating. Your day is an 8.
Libra, instead of seeing things as obstacles, look at them as opportunities. This will make it easier for you to get through tough times. Your day is a 7.
Scorpio, after nonstop activity, you can finally take a breather, give yourself time to recharge, and then get back to it. Your day is a 9.
And Sagittarius, unpredictable things happen every day. Try not to let them throw you for a loop. Practice thinking on your feet. Your day is an 8, and those are your Monday morning horoscopes.
Let's get into the 3 things you need to know. Lots of people are already texting. People are awake. You can text us as well at 55100. Hey, Kevin, shouting out 420. Hey, our friend Linder is walking on the beach. She's puffing as we speak. Good morning to Evanston, Wyoming. Thank you for being here on your birthday. Also, Jessica, her first day of live remote teaching. She's taking care of 10-month-old twins, keeping them quiet while she's teaching high school biology. You go, girl. Good luck on that. Let's get into the 3 things. Go ahead, Gandhi. What's going on?
Well, dangerous storms are going to continue to move across the south this morning, bringing tornado threats, possible flash flooding, high winds, and damaging hail. If you missed it yesterday, southern Mississippi was hit really hard with multiple tornadoes reported. Trees were uprooted, power lines snapped, and more of that is expected as we start the week. 261 of the 389 new COVID-19 coronavirus cases in Iowa are attributed to one meat processing plant. The Tyson Meat Processing Plant in Perry became the third Tyson plant in the state to report an outbreak, joining other Tyson plants in Columbus Junction and Waterloo. The Perry plant will be shut down today for deep cleaning. There are also calls to have the Waterloo plant shut down as well. And finally, today is the day employees at Walmart and Sam's Club across the U.S. are going to be wearing masks. The retailer notified workers last Friday that they have to wear face coverings while working. They're joining a bunch of other places. We've seen this happen all over the place. In New York, you have to wear them no matter where you go now. But either they're going to have their own or they will be provided by the company. Walmart is encouraging customers to please wear masks as well. And those are your 3 things.
Thank you, Gandhi. Thank you so much. All right. We could go back to bed or we can do a show. Which do you wish to do? Which do you wish to do?
Show.
Oh, hello. That was a test and you all failed. We're doing a show today. All right, you guys ready for your Monday?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Let's have a Monday. Let's go.
Elvis Duran.
I love musicals.
You do.
In the morning show.
Hey, it's Gandhi, and I'm here to tell you that Hawaiian Tropic believes that self-care is not selfish. The first step to taking care of others is taking care of yourself. Don't just protect your skin. Nourish it in the Hawaiian way. Bring out your beauty with Hawaiian Tropic sunscreen, available at Walgreens.
Yeah, we have a problem. Yes, we will deal with it. Yes, we will overcome it. But let's find our better selves in doing it.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Yeah, okay, stop it. Don't leave your significant other. Governor Cuomo does not want to date you. Governor Cuomo is okay. He's got lots to do. I actually heard a conversation. There was a conversation online between some friends, and they said, well, I may just leave my boyfriend and date Governor Cuomo. And I said, well,
yuck.
Leave him alone. He's very busy.
Does he want that?
Yeah, I don't know. Hey,
I was watching him yesterday, though, and I have to say he was so cute because it was Sunday, and he was like, you know, Sunday's a day to be thankful, and he was thanking everybody for doing their part, and it was just so, it's so sexy when a guy says thank you. It really is. I was just like, damn, I could see what everybody's into right here.
Are you saying that guys just don't say thank you enough? Are we not saying thank you enough, guys?
It was really hot. It really was. I don't know.
Scary's girlfriend is totally enamored.
Yeah.
Governor Cuomo.
She's having online contests. Who would you rather do, Cuomo or Fauci? And I'm like, what is... I'm like, really? I'm like, what about me? No.
I would like to be in a sandwich. Oh, yeah. I want to be the middle of a Cuomo-Fauci sandwich.
That sounds good.
I don't know. Hey, let's go talk to producer Sam. Hey, producer Sam. Let's see how you sound today. Sam. Sam, hello.
Hello.
Right. Hi.
There you are. There you are.
Oh, Sam. Hi.
Can you hear us okay?
Now I can't. I was just typing to Nate. I think something is wrong.
Okay. Well, did you pull a Danielle and just not plug it in?
No, I didn't touch anything just now. Sorry to use you as an adjective, Danielle, but I did not pull one.
It's really funny because, I mean, look, I know it's really fun to make fun of your parents because, you know, they call you like, I can't get my iPad to work. I'm trying to take pictures. And like, oh, Danielle has turned into a mom when it comes to anything.
100%. With electronic. Buttons. Oh, I know nothing. I have to call my kids, but my mom is really bad. Over the weekend, my mom was hysterical. Yesterday, I was FaceTiming with my mom and my sister, and my face kept disappearing, and she couldn't understand. I can't see your face again. Your face disappeared. I can see your sister's face, but your face is gone. I don't know why my face kept disappearing.
So after a while, an hour-long conversation only has like 5 minutes of content, and the other 55 minutes is trying to make it work, right? Yeah. By the way, Sam, if you could turn your gain up.
Slightly.
Turn your game up.
Slight game going up.
There you go. All right, let's get into the feel goods with Sam. It's Monday morning. We're all just turning our buttons on and trying to make it work. I want everyone listening to our show, turn your game up. Anyway, go ahead, Sam. What do you have going on?
All right. I actually wanted to talk about my weekend for feel goods for the first time ever. So I hope that's okay. But personal journey with me. So this weekend on Saturday the 18th, that was going to be my sister's wedding to the man of her dreams, Joseph. And as the day kind of started approaching, my sister didn't want to talk about it at all because not only was the wedding not happening, but instead of being this day of joy, she felt like she lost this date that she became attached to for a year and a half. You know, you pick a color scheme, you pick out a dress for the season, you get a million gifts that have the date personalized on it. And she was actually starting to get really low about it. So my family and Joe's family wanted to do something that made them still feel celebrated as a couple and not let this date pass without it still being special to them somehow. So with the police escort, because Joe is a detective, we ended up throwing them one of those parades. And by the time they got out to see us, you guys, they were both crying. Like I was expecting Dominique to cry, but then I'm like, what's wrong with Joe? Is it allergies? This man started sobbing and it was so wonderful. It was my family. It was Joe's family. And it was all the bridesmaids and the groomsmen. And they were just so completely touched. And I'm telling you, it's never been harder to not hug someone than it was in that day. We threw flowers all over their lawn. We decorated the cars. It was really nice. So if you want to see it, it's on my Instagram, but I'm pretty sure it's going to go up on Elvis Duran show. And I encourage you to find a way to celebrate all of the important brides and grooms in your lives during this really crappy time.
Yeah, there you go. It was beautiful. I thought it was so excellent what you guys were doing. You know, you're a good sister. You really are, Sam.
Part of a good crew. She's a wonderful sister.
Oh, look at that. I wish I had a sister.
You want me to throw you a parade?
You have us?
Yeah. I have surrogate sisters. Thank you, Sam. Yeah. I loved your feel good today. And you have a great day today. You're beautiful. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
check her out. Is it Producer Sam? What is it on Instagram?
Oh, it's the worst. It's Sam_Rosalie. It's horrible.
It's awful.
The fact that I have an underscore. Okay.
You got to change it.
That is awful. No, keep it awful. It's awful. All right. Thank you, Sam. We love you.
I love you guys.
Let's get into the, what are we getting into?
Commercials.
What do we do here? Commercials? I feel like we haven't done this show in ages. It's been 2 days. I don't know. Are you guys experiencing that thing too? We talked about this the other day where things that happened a week ago seems like a year ago. Then things that happened a year ago seem like a week ago. My brain. Yep, yeah. It's all messed up. All right, let's take a break. Danielle's first report of the day on the way. What do you have, Danielle?
We had to say goodbye to Katy Perry's Kitty Purry. Remember her cat?
Oh, no.
Yeah, her cat's gone.
Oh, no. So.
Oh, good. Some more happy news on the way. Keep you all uplifted. From Danielle, we'll be back right after this.
Hey, this is John Legend.
What's up? It's the Chainsmokers.
Hey, this is Idina Menzel with Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
Hey, so if we do get to work in the same room again, they're going to ask us to wear masks. What's that going to sound like? I was just thinking about that.
Oh.
I was like, oh. What you say? What you doing? Hello. Hello. And now I'm just going to do Danielle report. Danielle.
Could we get like engineer Jeff to install a microphone on the inside of the mask?
I don't know. We gotta iron that out. I don't know. It is Laboratory Professionals Week. Thanks to Carla for alerting us as she goes into work at a VA hospital. Greg is on line 24. Oh no, Greg, I don't want to talk about this. I'm still having, I had a nightmare about this last night. Greg, yes, go ahead. You go first.
Okay, so I didn't see the full video. My sister sent me the video of you and Alex trying to use it. So I didn't see how it turned out or whatever, but I've had one. I just bought another one about a year and a half ago. Oh,
by the way, hold on. No one knows what we're talking about. We're talking about the Flowbee.
Yeah.
And so wait, you're on your second Flowbee?
Yes.
Got it to work. So if you saw the video, I tried to Flowbee Alex yesterday on the front porch, and we did a video. We went live on Instagram. It didn't work for us. Am I doing something wrong, Greg? I need you to help me with this.
Yeah, so you got to like kind of hold it on there for a second to allow it to kind of like chop up the hair. You can't just go fast like you normally would with clippers. So you kind of got to hold it for a little bit, and then I go over mine about 4 or 5 times to get everything cut and everything. And it doesn't do the best of jobs. You have to like trim around the ears and do all that. But
yeah.
So you keep your hair kind of short and everything.
Well, I'm telling you, we did our best with this Flowbee. If you want, by the way, if anyone's driving by my house, it's down at the street in the trash can. If you want to just dig it out and take it out.
If you would like it.
And you have to have a good vacuum cleaner.
I have a Miele. It's the best.
Dark. So.
Hmm. We have a great vacuum cleaner, and we finally went down to the very lowest guard, and just we took some hair off. We got some done, and then Alex hated it, so he got my clippers and started doing his sides on his own, and it looks like he got into a fight with some scissors. It doesn't look good.
I can't wait. I love it.
Yeah, you have to be patient.
Oh, yeah. Man. Does it look like Anderson Cooper's? Did you see Anderson Cooper's hair over the weekend?
He took a big chunk of his hair out.
He buzzed it with his razor and oops.
Well,
oops.
Greg, congratulations. If you know how to master the Flowbee, then you deserve some sort of award, because we did not master the Flowbee at all. But we did immediately go inside and make a cocktail. We had a cocktail after the Flowbee.
Oh, yeah. That's the good thing about the Flowbee is you really can't mess it up too much.
Yeah, well, we found a way. Well, look, thanks for checking in, Greg, on his second Flowbee. You know what? Good for you, man. You mastered it. I can't figure it out. But thanks for listening to us.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah, don't use the Flowbee. No offense. Have you guys been doing some self maintenance, doing other people's work?
I think I'm going to have to cut all my nails off, because if you can see, in the thing? Look at my middle finger. It just cracked on its own. I think I'm going to, look at Gandhi's. I'm going to have to cut them all off. But you can't order anything. You can't order nail polish remover. You can't get nail files. Nothing is available until after May. I'm like, what the hell? You can't get a nail file? It's so crazy.
Well, I got to say, what I need more than anything, because tension is making my body ache. I need a massage. So yesterday I tried to give myself a massage.
<It's> like, how'd that go?
Yeah. It looked kind of pervy in the mirror, but no, it's not working. I need a massage, something. I don't know. Not good. So did anyone watch the Michael Jordan special on ESPN?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Not only did I watch it, I had a boyfriend in this apartment who was counting down in hours and seconds watching all the trailers. Like, it's Michael Jordan night, babe. It's Michael Jordan night. Yeah, we watched it.
Did you like it?
I did. It's fascinating. And all the guys say if they could have watched all 10 hours of it, because they're only releasing 2 per week, if they could have watched all 10 hours, they would watch all 10 hours of it back to back to back. Yep. It was great.
Oh, wow. I tell you what, let's go around the room, because I know Froggy wants to talk about it. And I'm dying to hear his around the room. So, Scary, around the room, then we'll get into the Daniel report after that, okay? So we'll start with you, Froggy. What's on your mind today?
I did. I loved the Michael Jordan special, and I had many takes as going away from it, and cannot wait for more episodes. Only 2 last night, still 8 to go. But what I learned is, and I heard going in, that Michael Jordan did not like the way he was depicted in parts of the series, that he comes across as kind of an a-hole. But my take on this is, anybody who is great at what they do, whether it's Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Elvis Duran, whoever is fabulous and at the top of their game of what they do, there are times in what you're doing, you have to be an a-hole. You have to take control and you have to do things your way. And Elvis, in your book, you said that there was a day you came in and you sat down at that board and you said, we're doing it my way. We're either going to win my way or we're going to lose my way, but we're going to do it my way. And that's the way Jordan was.
And you know what I do? I'm an a-hole every day now. I put it on my calendar.
Sometimes you have to be. People who are great at something, you have to be an a-hole sometimes. So if somebody tells you you're an a-hole, you could be just being great at what you do.
Oh! I'm going to say that.
I like that.
Excuse me, this is my craft.
I know. I'm being an a-hole because I'm great at it.
You can't be nice all the time. Sometimes you have to be an a-hole.
I agree. Right. No, I know, but it's hard for me to admit that. But you know, if you can say it for me, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Froggy. That was a compliment right there.
Very
I
love it.
Michael Jordan, Tom Brady, and Tiger Woods.
Yeah, I will tell you this. And when I try not to be an a-hole, I usually fail. You know, at something. So it's better to be an a-hole. Anyway, thanks for that. I appreciate that. That was actually a great compliment. Hey, Gandhi, what's up with you today?
So on the topic of handling ourselves.
Hold on a second. What is wrong with her microphone? There was something definitely wrong with it.
When you get close to that mic, it just completely distorts.
Yeah.
You know, I think it needs a reset. I'll tell you, when we take a break, we'll reset. But you're good now. Go ahead. Start over.
Is it good here? Okay.
Yeah,
on the topic of taking care of yourself for quarantine, I don't know if you guys can see how bad my nails are, but one of them has chipped now into the fingernail bed, which is terrible. Trying to get rid of it. And I know, it's awful. But on a happy note, my boyfriend did let me shape up the back of his hairline, and I had so much fun doing it, and it turned out well. I think I have a career. If this doesn't work out for me, I'm going to be a barber. Yep.
Great. Good for you. Because you know what? If you start cutting someone else's hair, you're just taking chances here. It may come out great. And it did come out great.
It came out great. He looks great. Yeah, I'm going to try to take a picture. He's hard to get.
Well, come over here and trim Alex. He looks awful.
Okay.
Anyway, thank you. Let's get into the Danielle report. And we'll do an around the room with Scary and, and Danielle next. But not yet. All right, Danielle, what do you got going on?
All right, so the all-in challenge, $13 million raised, actually over that already. Celebrities just keep adding to it. Over the weekend, Pink added an aerial stunt. You can take aerial lessons with Pink. How cool is that? Oh, my gosh. And with her, imagine flying in the air with Pink. Oh, my gosh, that's like ridiculous. Anyway, Scary, I forgot to tell you to get the sound for this. So pull up the sound for John Krasinski's prom over the weekend. It's should be the Jonas Brothers. I don't know if you saw it, but he hosted his own prom over the weekend. People showed up and they were dressed up for it. Chance the Rapper, Billie Eilish. The Jonas Brothers performed. Here's what they sounded like.
I'm a sucker for you. Say the word and I'll go anywhere blindly. I'm a sucker for you. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Some sad news over the weekend. We said goodbye to Katy Perry. That's Katy Perry's cat that she's had for over 15 years. 15 years ago, she got the cat with her boyfriend. I think it crawled into her window or something. If you want to see what she wrote about the cat, go to her Instagram. She did write a very emotional tribute to her kitty. So sad news over there. One World, Together at Home. Over $127 million was raised to support healthcare workers for COVID-19. Gaga kicked it off with a little smile. Here's what that sounded like.
Love this song. Love this. That doesn't sound like her. Yeah, there it is. That's not smile.
No, it's not.
We'll turn it off.
No, it's not smile.
Oh, that.
That was supposed to be smile.
Smile just arrived late to the party. Here it is.
Oh, okay. Here's smile. Thank you.
Thank you.
Much better. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow.
Did you guys enjoy the show?
I watched bits and pieces of it. I was kind of in and out doing things.
Yeah,
but
me too.
What I saw, I enjoyed. My mom kept calling me.
But mom, leave me alone. But they raised so much money. I mean, it was a really, really great thing. Why is your mom calling you?
Yeah, you know, she had concerns about people because she's not used to seeing people without their makeup on and without, you know, in the production of the studio. Yeah.
Like what? What was she saying?
I'm a little concerned about Elton John. I'm like, Mom, he's not in a studio. He didn't have his makeup done professionally.
Did you see Paul McCartney? He didn't look so hot either.
Yeah.
Guys, Mom, my God.
That was the other one. I'm a little concerned. I know, Mike, Ma, they're okay. Don't worry about it. Taylor Swift canceled all of her 2020 shows. You can get refunds, but when she reschedules the dates, you can also go to those shows. Your tickets will be okay for those shows, so hopefully you'll just hold on to those. I have a new favorite song. Oh, my gosh. John Legend just came out with this one. It's called Bigger Love. It is awesome. Listen to this. Because we got to be.
Tell you what, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen have become like the stars of the pandemic. I mean, they're everywhere. I mean, they're doing something every single day. And in second place, I find that Danielle and her husband Sheldon are the stars of the pandemic.
Thank you.
You guys did Family Feud. Love it.
We did. We had a game show yesterday. We did. Thank you. Comic-Con San Diego has been canceled for the first time in its 50-year history. And you know, Comic-Con is one of my favorite events in New York every single year. So far, that hasn't been canceled, but we'll see what happens. Tonight, The Bachelor presents Listen to Your Heart. You've got The Voice. Don't forget, Songland is on. Below Deck Sailing Yacht and 90 Day Fiancé Self-Quarantine is on tonight as well.
Thank you, Danielle. Do you want to take a break or go to line? What?
Calls. Go to 24.
Okay, thank you.
Oh.
Listen to him. Wow. Hey, so straight ahead. What should we do?
Calls.
One word. Okay.
Line 24. Jessica. She bought an at-home waxing kit. How did that work out for you?
Yeah. My sister-in-law and I bought it. Or my sister-in-law bought it. So she tells me to come over. So we did our eyebrows, and the eyebrows weren't the problem. But we're like, let's try the armpits. And the first pull was screaming and yelling. The second and third, okay. We ended up punching each other at one point. She yelled at me, don't punch her waxer. I said, well, don't rip my hair out.
Oh, Lord. Maybe there are some things we just shouldn't do. I mean, you should just let your hair grow out, I guess. I mean, are you ever going to try it again?
Yeah, they were bad.
Was it really bad?
It's actually still really smooth. I was actually really surprised. It actually seems to be working.
Oh, God. I'll never be able to do that.
We were laughing hysterically. Like, now it's one of the funniest things. And she's like, I can't wait till another 3 more weeks so we can do it again. I was like, well,
oh,
we'll
Lord,
see about that.
You're a glutton for punishment. All right. Thank you, Jessica. Now, the home waxing kit. Michelle in line 23. She's fixing her nails using a very special tool. Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
How are you fixing your nails?
Yeah, what is it?
I have a small nail grinder for the dogs, and you can take the top piece off, and I was able to use it to get the gel polish off, a couple layers of the gel, and to shorten them.
Really?
A dog's nail grinder.
That's awesome. Yep.
It worked great.
Poor little Max. I need to grind his nails down. I'm afraid to do it because when he walks across the floor, it's tick, 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 tick. He sounds like he's wearing tap shoes. He's like a tap dancing puppy. Does the nail grinder work on dogs? Can you do it without hurting them?
Yes. Yeah, it has a little piece that goes over the top so you can't put too much of the nail in. And it doesn't go real hard or fast. So just getting the trust of them to let you do it.
So Danielle Gandhi, you need a dog nail grinder for your nails.
I have a cat one. And do you know that my cats are so smart? They know they're going to get a treat if they let me cut their nails. They line up to get their nails cut. And they wait patiently.
How many do you have?
I have two. They wait. They let me cut their nails because they're like, oh, Mom's going to give us a treat. We know what's coming next. And they're good. They sit there. They're so good.
I want to see cats lining up. All right. Thank you for your call, Michelle. Thank you. Have a beautiful day. Stay safe. Oh my God, someone just sent a text. I just gave myself a Brazilian.
But
I used my tweezers and plucked it out one hair at a time.
No. Oh, no. No!
Oh my God.
No way.
You should always video something like that. We all want to see that. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Oh my God.
This part of today's show, Elvis Duran on demand.
Attention, everyone. Bam!
Every show posted every day. Search Elvis Duran on demand. Only on the iHeartRadio app, Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With kids going online more for schoolwork and entertainment, it's important to help keep them safe when they're connected. To help monitor your kids' online activity and more, NortonLifeLock is giving away 6 months of Norton Family for free. No personal information required. Sign up at Norton.com/family.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So I don't know how many of you caught the Instagram Live yesterday on our front porch, the Alex and his Flowbee experience.
Yep.
And you know, it just didn't work. We threw the Flowbee away. It's down at the street. If you're driving by the house, like I said earlier, just open the trash can. It's in there. You can have it. It still has Alex's hair in it. Anyway, so Alex just joined me. And by the way, the mustache. People aren't liking the mustache either.
No.
No. I don't. Do you guys like his mustache? I don't know.
No.
Well,
no.
Until the quarantine's lifted, I'm gonna keep it.
You really are?
Yeah.
Oh man.
That could be for, we don't know how long that's gonna be. That could be months. Question. Are you crazy?
It could be. Hey, what's
the
up,
mustache.
Scary?
Question about the mustache. Does it have
what's
to be
that?
Does it have to be that shape? Like there's gotta be a better shape for it because I just think it's the shape that's throwing it.
Oh, I like it.
No, I okay, like the idea.
Let me put
it,
you up on. Let me take a picture of you, put it on Instagram. Hold on. Yes, Gandhi, we're doing a press conference about Alex's mustache.
Oh, yes. I don't think it's the mustache that's as much of a problem as the sides of his hair combined with the mustache. I think he can only do one or the other. The
well,
double shot is like, whoa.
Yeah, tell him how your hair got like that, because it looks like you got into a fight with some clippers and you lost.
Well, yeah, bought that Flowbee, and we decided to try it out, and it didn't work as well as it shows on TV.
No. It didn't work out at all.
No.
So he tried to fix it. He tried to fix the sides on his own with the clippers, and it looked really bad.
Yeah.
And
anyway,
just a lot of different lengths happening.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So, are you guys getting into little stupid fights? Danielle, you're with your family. You got two sons and a husband, two cats and a bearded dragon. Gandhi's got her boyfriend, and they've never really lived together, and now they're really pushing the limits here. Are you guys getting along okay?
We're getting along okay, but we are definitely noticing the things about each other that irritate the other one. So he is exceptionally neat, like military clean, super neat, like tying up the cords to all of my equipment to keep everything tight. And I'm kind of like, whatever. So I'm on edge making sure that I'm picking everything up because I don't want to upset him. I hate it.
Aww. Well, so... Yeah, and Danielle, I can't imagine what it's like having two sons. Because are they just walking around leaving messes everywhere? Because that's what I got here.
Oh, it's like, can that plate actually make it into the sink? It balances on the edge of the sink, but it doesn't actually get into the sink. I go, a couple more inches. Oh, get it into the sink.
It's so
like,
close.
Oh my gosh. It's so
well,
crazy.
Alex does do, you have been doing dishes. You've been doing a great job.
Yeah.
But here's what he does. Are you ready for this? So he said, my neck hurts. I want to put on one of those heating things that you
yeah.
Heating, what is, you open it up, you put it on your neck and it heats it up.
Yeah. Right? Icy hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something like that. Well, so if you look at our dining room right now, the box is still there opened. And then the envelope that the heating pad came in is right next to it. It's just sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can't you throw that away? Can't you throw that away?
Nobody's coming over.
I'm here.
So who do we have to impress?
We're not impressing. It's just like, I don't know. I swept and mopped the floor yesterday. Mm-hmm. He walks in. I'm like, take your shoes off. Don't walk across the floor. What are you doing? You're like Hitler in here. What are you trying to do to me? I'm like, what do you mean I'm like Hitler? I'm not like Hitler.
Uh-huh. I get
anyway.
My little guy says, Ma, all you do is to pick up and clean. I go, that's because all you do is make a mess.
Right.
If you stop making a mess, I don't have to pick up and clean.
Exactly. Just clean up a little bit.
I do.
We're arguing over who takes the dogs out and how many times a day. So Lisa has now made a sheet and it's by the door. And so when you take the dogs out, you have to mark that you took the dogs out. And it's how many times a day, who takes the dogs out and whose turn it is to do it next. I'm like, this is so stupid.
We are all going insane. We're going insane. But I love you, Alex. I'm so glad you're here with me. Do you want to hear what he did to me yesterday? I could kill him.
What?
Oh, this is the best. So after he gave me the haircut, I said, I'm going to get him back. But I didn't know how.
So, what do you mean, get me back? I didn't do that to you. The Flobee did that to you.
No, you did it. All you right. talked me into getting this done.
All right.
So anyway, he was looking for the recyclable bin that we have, and it was in the trunk of his car. And he goes, I'll be right back. And we had a few cocktails. So he walks all the way down the driveway to the car, and he gets out the bin, and he pushes the button to close the trunk. And as soon as it went to go close, I was inside and I had the button, so I pushed it to open it back up. So halfway down the driveway, he turned around and he goes, oh, it didn't close. So he walked back, tried it again. As soon as it went to go close, I pushed the button and opened it again. He stood there for 15 minutes trying to get the trunk to close, yelling and screaming, and I was inside with the button.
The whole time. But this is what I'm living with. It's like it's jokes around
oh,
yeah. the clock.
Oh, I should have filmed it.
Wait, over the weekend, I'm trying to take a nap. I get, Ma, you got to wake up. I go, what happened? And Preston has a huge bandage across his forehead. I'm like, oh my gosh, we got to go to the hospital. We got to get this checked. It was a fake bandage. They just wanted to mess with me, wake me up. See,
we really are losing our minds. Yep. We really are. Well, Nate and Heather, how are you guys getting along?
Oh, well, we've taken to doing chores as revenge for the other person, right? So she'll say that, oh, well, you didn't do the dishes last night or whatever. I'll do the dishes. I'll wait until she's taken a nap, and then I'll start clattering pots and pans so that she wakes up from the nap. And then she does the same to me. You know, because she was complaining about me not cleaning the table off. So then I fell asleep. We were watching something on TV, and then I fell asleep on the couch. And the next thing I know, she's running the vacuum cleaner because she said I didn't vacuum the house. So she's running the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, hell no.
That'll show you.
Yeah, no, we're just like waiting for that other person to fall asleep to do revenge chores to wake them up.
Oh, my God.
Now, Scary, you live alone. Are you driving yourself crazy?
I am, because I'm alone with my own thoughts. But I will say... Oh. That I will say this, as much as I miss my girlfriend, there is something to be said about being alone and making your own decisions and having 100% control over every one of your thoughts and your moves. It's lonely, but at the same time, I feel liberated. But I miss my girl.
Scary.
I miss my girlfriend.
Oh.
I do.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I gotta say, like, though,
I do.
I am enjoying watching people's Instagrams, like Sebastian Maniscalco, like watching him and his wife. Like, now they are social distancing in the house, not because they have to, because they're getting on each other's nerves. And so they're doing it on purpose so they don't kill each other. Like, yep. It's hysterical to watch.
It's what we have to do.
Same thing with he and his wife. It's so freaking funny. I love it.
You know what they're doing in Froggy's neighborhood? They're doing a Tiger King zoo.
Yes.
Where they're putting stuffed animals out in their front yards.
And, oh.
And so everyone's getting on their golf carts and like touring the neighborhood to go like through their imaginary zoo.
Yeah, we like walked around. They took stuffed animals, put them in cages. We did all kinds of fun stuff. And then our neighbors across the street, one dressed up as Joe Exotic and the other dressed up as Carol Baskin. And they were arguing in the street. I mean, it was hilarious. But people are getting bored. You need something to do and you need some fun. Yeah. So we provided the fun.
Hey, a couple things. Did anyone watch Governor Cuomo yesterday talking about his daughter and her natural defiance syndrome? I think I have this.
So, I think you do.
Yeah, I think I do have this. What? Turn it off? All right. Are you leaving? Oh, yeah. Alex is bored with the show. He's going to go listen to someone else. Go listen
sorry,
to Howard.
Alex.
It's much more entertaining. Anyway, so he says, my daughter dating this guy, we really like this guy. But I have to tell her we like him. He says, if I told my daughter I didn't like her boyfriend, she would like him more out of defiance. Mm-hmm. And I'm the same way. Aren't we all a little like that? If you tell me no, I'm like, screw you. That's a yes.
Of course.
You know, yes. Straight Nate, when he tries to produce me, he'll tell me, don't do that, knowing I will do it because he told me not to do it.
You are the queen of that. Absolutely.
Yeah, natural, I mean,
that's why I don't tell you to take a break sometimes, because if I tell you to take a break, you're not going to take a break just because I want you to take a break.
Exactly. So, yeah, you never, ever say you don't like your daughter's boyfriend, according to the governor.
Nope.
But he actually likes her current boyfriend. But so this is what I'm afflicted with, natural defiance syndrome?
Absolutely.
I think so. Well, I think we all have a little bit of it.
Are you turning against me again?
No, I've been places. I've seen some things. You don't like no, and I understand it. Nate's laughing.
Well, no, because Elvis is so like that. Even when you know he doesn't like something, if you tell him that he doesn't like it, he'll say, "Well, how do you know that? Maybe I do like it. Maybe I changed my mind in the last 5 minutes."
Me.
Yeah. Well, you know, Scary is saying that you guys talk about this behind my back all the time. Well, is this true?
Absolutely. I'm going to pull back the curtain for a second. Sometimes when there's
okay, he's about to throw everyone under the bus. No, you ready for this?
including myself. If there's if there has to be an agenda for the good of the show because something needs to get done, and we know if we come right out with it and say, "Elvis, we got to do this. You got to do this." We know you're going to say no, so we have to try to dance around it and say and kind of vote on our own, like, "Hey, it's a good idea to do this," and then someone else says the same thing, and then you'll usually jump on your own. It's kind of a strategy. Yeah. It's not so much.
But give me an example. When did you do this last?
He does it. I'll tell you when he does it. He does it when he used to try to do it with vacation days, so he would want to get a day off.
All
right, here's what we got to do. We got to convince him that we've either, one, taken it in the past, or that it was his idea, and he said one day that he thought it would be a good idea because there was nobody listening and the phone calls were light. So that's when he tells you that last year we took it, and you go, "No, we didn't." "Well, maybe we didn't, but you didn't want to be here. You said next year we should take it, and you never said any of that stuff."
Well, Scary's been doing that for years, but Scary's not crafty enough to hide it. I always know when Scary's trying to.
It is a reverse psychology thing. They did a very famous study in like the 90s about telling kids don't smoke and how terrible those ads were, because the more you say don't smoke, they're going to smoke anyway. So they had to figure out other ways and other ad campaigns to get in their minds.
I don't like the fact that you guys have meetings behind my back to come up with ways to coerce me into doing things.
Sometimes it bites us in the ass, because there's been times where we've had guests on and they weren't the greatest guests or whatever. And so I'll get an opportunity to book that guest again. I'm like, "Yeah, I'm going to pass on this person because of this reason, blah, blah, blah." And you're like, well, why are you passing on them? They're really nice to us. We got to have them on the show. Like, but you literally said the last time they were on, "Never again. We're never having them as a guest again." And then just because I'm saying
a girl
what you
can
said,
change her mind.
Yeah, I'm just saying what you said before. You want to disagree with me.
You know who's the worst at
what?
You guys have no idea what I used to go through. I used to book the guests for this show. And you have no idea. Back in the day, hold on. So back in the day, I would book the guests, okay? Elvis would agree and he'd say, "Yeah, I want that guest." It would come to the day of the booking and he would say, "Who the hell booked this person?" And I would say, "You did." And he would say, "No, I didn't. Cancel them." And I would say, "Elvis, they're coming today." "I don't care. You need to cancel them." We would have a fight about it. So what I would do was I would have to type up the day he booked it. "You said to book so-and-so," and I'd have him sign the paper. And I'd have to file it and say, "Elvis," I take it out and I go, "Look, you remember on this day you booked this guest?" And he'd be like, blah, 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 and he'd be so mad at me.
I'm loving the fact that you guys are all lining up to spank my ass. You know who's awful at it? I will tell you who's the worst at it. Is Brody on hold?
Yes.
He's the worst, by the way. Oh. He thinks he's fooling me. You are the worst at this, Brody. You know you are.
No, I'm the best at it. Everybody knows
the
what
worst.
You do.
Here's what Brody does. Brody will go, "Hey, let's talk about that topic I brought up yesterday. You said you liked it yesterday." When he says that, I know it never was talked about. You're the worst liar ever. And you guys
That's
see me.
That's not true. 25% of the time we talked about it yesterday.
No,
25% he always says, I'm lying.
No, Brody always says, "Here's that thing that you said you liked yesterday." No, when he says that, I know he's full of crap.
Yeah.
Every single time. And do we all agree the worst liar on the show is who? Dave Brody. The worst.
Yeah, I can see that.
When you lie, you are caught every single time. Every single time.
See, I only let you think I'm lying when I want you to think I'm lying. So when I'm actually lying, you don't realize it.
Sounds
like an argument I have with my wife right there.
Got him.
Now it's getting too confusing. Now you know my little pea brain can't handle all this confusing.
Oh my gosh.
All right, Brody, go back on hold. We love you. Line 24, Samantha. By the way, is anyone else, is anyone experiencing quarantine constipation? We'll get into that later.
Okay.
No, it's a thing. Quarantine constipation. 1-800-242-0100.
No, no, it's a thing. It is a thing. Samantha, how are you?
Hi. Hi, Elvis.
Hi. Thank you for being nice to me. All these people are so rude.
My mom is going to be so jealous. She got me listening to you guys about 10 years ago.
Well, where is your mom?
She's at work now.
Oh, what does she do? She's essential.
Yeah, she cleans doctor's offices.
Oh, wow. Thank God.
Oh, wow.
You know what?
Yeah.
Would you please, when you talk to your mom next, tell her we said thank you. Thank you. Thank her for all the hard work. So you think your sister has operational defiance disorder like me?
Yeah, she was diagnosed with oppositional defiance disorder by her doctor. She's 13 now, and pretty much what the doctor said was is if my parents were to tell her to do something, she would pretty much do the opposite just to spite them. So they would tell her, oh, you can't wear this, and she would, like, take the outfit in her backpack and change at school.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
So ODD, you know me, it's a total thing. It is a real thing. I thought it was just something the governor made up. I love it. Now I know I have ODD. Now, let's talk about quarantine constipation. I'm kidding. I would never make you talk about that, Samantha. Samantha, thank you for pointing that out. So ODD, operational defiance disorder, is a thing. I got it.
Yes.
I got it. And I have it. I got it. You can't take it away from me. You can't cure this. Can't be cured.
It's yours. All yours.
There's no shot I can take for that. Is oppositional? Is that what it is?
Two texts said that. Yeah. Oppositional defiance disorder.
Okay. I have that too. Let's get into the three things you need to know. If you want to do four things, you can talk about quarantine constipation. The struggle is real.
Okay. I think we should that for its own break.
The reason is your colon has its own circadian rhythm, and so it's disrupted by the change in your life patterns. So you could be experiencing quarantine constipation because of your circadian rhythm in your colon.
Oh, okay.
Good thing I'm not a doctor. Anyway, what other things are you working on? Three things. Go, Gandhi. It's all you.
Well, the New York State Health Department will begin antibody testing today and try to learn just how many New Yorkers were infected with the coronavirus. The health department is sending 3,000 testing kits to residents to check for the presence of those antibodies produced by people who were infected. This testing will give New York a snapshot of just how many people had the virus and just how soon they can begin reopening the state as well. And let's talk about Shake Shack. We all know Shake Shack, right? The company giving back. We love them. And now they're giving back $10 million that they got from the coronavirus stimulus package. It was one of several large chains that got a chunk of the $349 billion aimed to help small businesses. So now that the funding has dried up, Shake Shack is giving the money back so that restaurants who really need it can actually use it. And we've talked about this. Today is 420. It's the annual celebration of all things weed related. And now more people than ever are able to celebrate legally, but everyone's at home now. Denver's Mile High 420 Festival got canceled, as did the High Times 420 Cannabis Cup. But don't worry, because lots of celebrities are still doing stuff online. They're having smokeouts with Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Billy Ray Cyrus. Chelsea Handler is holding a Get Good at Weed workshop. And Too Short is trying to set a goal for assembling the largest group ever to smoke together online. So if you're bored at home and it's legal, you can take part with all of them. And those are your three things.
Yeah, I'm wondering how many people are, because it is 420, how many people are already high? Like, you just decided not to wait till tonight and you're high now.
Oh,
by the way, I'm not high. Be very clear.
Good.
What are you doing while high? Call us now, 1-800-242-0100. Yeah, I want to know, but people are getting creative out there. We got to take a break. We'll be back right after this.
Is this conversation really going to keep the listeners thrilled?
Yes.
Yeah. Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
You know, several weeks ago, we all agreed right here on our show, Stamps.com was way ahead of itself. You know, Stamps.com has been around for 20 years and always been there to take the hassle out of going to the post office. You know, anything you need to do at the post office, you can just do at home with Stamps.com. But now more than ever, you're not going to the post office. You're going to stay home, but you still need to mail things. Stamps.com brings everything the U.S. Postal Service does right to your computer in the safety and comfort of your own home, your office, wherever you're hunkering down right now. You can use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7, any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send it. And they get great discounts too, 5 cents off every first class stamp, up to 40% off USPS shipping rates. And now they've taken it a step further and they are hooking up, stamps.com, hooking up with UPS. So you won't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. You can save up to 62% on UPS shipping. This is amazing. Stamps.com. Right now, you get a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitments. If you go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in Elvis. That's stamps.com. Click on the microphone and type in Elvis.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, what's it all about?
All right, Annette emailed us and wanted us to phone tap her husband, Ralph. He owns Columbo's Market, and she wants us to call him and complain about the food, and he takes a lot of pride in his Ralphie Boy special, so we're going to tell him it stinks.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Ralph speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Ralph. This is Michelle. I was in there the other day, and I ordered your Ralphie Boy special.
Uh-huh.
And the prosciutto tastes like crap because it tasted like you got it out of the garbage dump.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Wait, I'm going to call you and lie to you?
No, I just never had a complaint about my prosciutto. It cost me $11.95 a pound, so it's hard to believe that prosciutto Parma would taste like you're saying.
It does. I don't care what it costs you. It costs me a stomachache.
I have to tell you, I haven't had one complaint about a Ralphie Boy. If you come in, I'll make you anything you want on the house.
Well, if you ate, would you try it again?
Excuse me?
If you ate, would you try it again?
Well, first of all, I would never call someplace and tell them that they made.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm being honest with you. I just got to call you up, and I never had such crap food before.
Well, I have to. I apologize, but I have to tell you, I've never had one complaint about that sandwich.
Well, I had to take 2 days off work because my stomach hurt so bad.
You know, and it's a big piece of prosciutto. Other people are eating it. Nobody's called me to say that they've gotten sick.
You're working in such a dump anyway. Maybe you don't take care of the food in the place, and there's no
refrigeration. Well, I'm sorry. Now I have to take offense because I feed a lot of people here every day, and nobody calls me and says that my food is except for you.
You definitely got a bad prosciutto.
Well, Michelle, I've been eating all week. I'm not sick.
I'm never eating in your piece of place again.
Oh, my God.
You know, you want to call this a piece of place, but I'm telling you, nobody's called me to tell me anything.
Don't
like
get
that.
Smart with me,
I'm
jackass.
I'm not, sweetie. I feel like you're getting smart with me.
No, I'm just telling you how it is. I'm just being honest.
Now you pissed me off.
Oh, please.
Okay? Now you pissed me off. I want to make this right for you. If you want to make it right, fine. Otherwise, don't come here and eat no more.
I ain't coming here and eating no...
God.
Columbo's Market. Ralph speaking.
Yeah, Ralph, what the hell? You can't talk to me like a man? You
I'm
gotta
trying
hang
to talk to you like a man. You're yelling at me. You're yelling at me, and I'm telling you that my food is good. I don't get nobody sick. So I don't know what you ate with your prosciutto sandwich or what else you did, you know, and I'm not trying to be nasty. I was trying to be nice to you. You call my business a piece of and that's not right. I wouldn't do that no matter what you did to me. I have a woman that comes in every day and eats that sandwich, and when she comes in today, I'm going to ask her how it was yesterday.
Maybe she's got a death wish or something.
No, maybe you do, okay? Because if I had a complaint about some place, I would go there, and I would allow that person the opportunity to make it right for me.
If I go there, I wind up smacking you in the face.
I wish you would come here and smack me in the face. I really wish you would.
Oh, please. What were you going to do, hit me back?
No, I'm going to stand there with my hands behind my back and watch all the other people watch you make a fool of yourself. I got a sparkling inspection from the health department. They check all my food. Everything I have here is good.
Maybe you paid them off.
Maybe. You know what? I don't have time for you, miss. Prosciutto's weigh 35 pounds. You didn't eat 35 pounds of prosciutto, so somebody else ate that prosciutto and didn't get sick.
Prosciutto. And the mutts. How do I know the fresh mutts wasn't crap?
Because I make it every day by hand.
Your hands are so great that they make good mutts?
Hey, you know what, sweetie? Don't call me back anymore because we're going to just keep hanging up on you.
Hey.
What?
You're goofy.
Yeah, all right, I'm goofy. Right? And you're Cinderella.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. And who's the goofy-looking person that works in the store with you, that lady?
You really got a lot of balls saying that on the phone. I really wish you'd come in and say it in person.
Well, what are you going to do? You going to hit a girl?
No, I just want to see who this jerk is that's talking like that.
The jerk is talking. That's you.
Yeah, all right. Listen, have a nice day, okay? I just tasted the prosciutto to make sure that I didn't get sick.
Oh, now you're being a smartass.
No, I did. I came up here, I tasted the prosciutto and the mozzarella, and they're both fine.
Uh-huh. Well, they taste fine, but wait till you're in the bathroom later on.
Why don't you come here? You can watch me go.
You make chicken parm?
What?
You make chicken parm?
Yeah.
Because Elvis Duran in the morning show would really love some chicken parm.
Annette, did you have somebody do this? I'll kill you. I got to take freaking Viagra for, I mean, Xanax for this now. You did this? I'm going to kill my wife now.
You've just been phone tapped.
Holy Jesus Christ. I'm shaking like a leaf over here. She phone tapped me.
This is Danielle Monero.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Because I'm going to be looking for a new wife after today.
The Elvis Duran phone tap. Have an idea for a phone tap? Go to ElvisDuran.com. Click on the phone tap tab. Tell us what you want to do.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
And there you have it. Good job, Danielle, making people mad.
Thank you.
let's go around the room. We've got a part two of our around the room. We started earlier. Let's go to Danielle. What's on your mind today?
So I was very proud of myself because I made something from scratch yesterday, and I wasn't sure how it was going to come out, but it was delicious. It was actually a recipe from the Barefoot Contessa, a lemon yogurt cake. And it really was a lot easier than I thought. So if you're bored and you want something to do and you can get your hands on some of the ingredients, look up lemon yogurt cake from the Barefoot Contessa. So delicious, and your family will be very happy, I promise.
It looked awesome.
Oh, yeah, it was good. It was so moist. Oh, so moist. Oh.
Is it all gone?
No, there's a little bit left, but I guarantee by today it'll be gone.
By the way, please don't use the word moist around Froggy.
Sorry.
He hates that
I'm
word.
Sorry. Sorry, Frog.
Moist. It's okay. Scary. What's up with you, Scary?
You know, Froggy was talking about it last hour, but I wanted to add to the conversation the ESPN docuseries about Michael Jordan and the 97-98 Bulls season, Last Dance, that aired yesterday and we were all waiting for. I got to say, even if you're not a sports person, you should check it out. I was kind of like a marginal sports fan, you know, and kind of like, okay, I was sucked into this thing. And my big takeaway was that every number one needs a number two. And Scottie Pippen was Michael Jordan's number two. And I didn't realize how underpaid he was and underappreciated all those, you know, for some of those years. And so, but Michael Jordan even referenced the fact that, oh yeah, I could not have done it without him. But
all right.
So yeah, you always need it. Like a team. It's always about a one and two.
I'm in. Teams. You know what? Speaking of teams, got an interesting article sent to me by Straight Nate about teams that argue all the time are the most successful teams. And here we are. Mm.
Yes.
You bunch of rat bastards.
Killing it.
But yes, the Michael Jordan special on ESPN, I'm going to watch that because of you guys hyping it up. It sounds good. Okay, let's get into the Danielle report. Danielle, what is going on right now?
So the Nielsen numbers estimate that during the weeks of March 23rd to the 29th, Americans watched 5.3 billion hours of Tiger King.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You're going to say that again about Tiger King?
Yes. 5.3 billion hours of Tiger King. But here's the thing. That's just on television sets. That's just TV sets. That's not included on the other ways that we watch Tiger King. So that's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous. But that's what we did. That's, yeah, okay, there you go. We like Tiger King. Comic-Con San Diego has been canceled for the first time in 50 years. Wow. They're saying it will be back in 2021. You know, Comic-Con's one of my favorite things during the year in New York. So far, that one has not been canceled, but we will see what happened. What happens, we're going to have to see. John Legend has a brand new song out. It is called Bigger Love. It is my new favorite song, and it sounds like this. We got a big
sounds great.
Yeah. He's awesome. I love him. And then over the weekend, One World Together at Home brought in $127 million to support healthcare workers for COVID-19 relief. And John Legend and Sam Smith did a little Stand By Me together.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we see. No, I won't be afraid. I won't be afraid. Just as long as we stand by me.
I wish I could sing.
Right? it sounded so good. Well, Taylor Swift has canceled all of her 2020 shows because, you know, what's going on in the world. If you have tickets, they'll be honored for the new dates. If you want a refund, that's going to be offered as well. Trolls World Tour, highest opening day and opening weekend total ever for a filmed release digitally. So I don't know if you guys have seen it yet. Have you guys seen Trolls World Tour yet?
No, but someone told me they loved it. I heard it was great.
Yeah, a lot of people that have seen it saying they've loved it. I haven't seen it either, but I definitely want to see it. Let's see. Jon Bon Jovi's $20 million mansion is available. I don't know. Maybe if we put our money together, we could get it. You know?
No. I'm not going to pay $1 over $19.5 million for that place.
Well, you know. Yeah, don't. It's 6-bedroom, 7-bathroom estate in Middletown, New Jersey. Sits on 15 acres. It's got double-wide driveway, brick ceilings, a grand marble fireplace, a heated swimming pool. I mean, I could go on and on. It's just fantastic. Anyway, I don't know if you have been watching a lot of Instagrams of comedians, but Sebastian Maniscalco, he's hysterical. Over the weekend, I was watching him social distancing with his wife on purpose. Not because they have to, but on purpose because, you know, you get on each other's nerves, and so they're social distancing at home right now so that everything can stay happy in their marriage.
So relatable, right?
Yes, it is so relatable to everybody. So go check it out when you get a chance, and that's it.
Thank you, Danielle. Let's take a break. We're back welcome. Right after this.
Oh my God, I finally got through.
You got it.
It's Froggy. We all know bedtime can be a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my son used to struggle to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, we discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids Melatonin Gummies to help him fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores near you.
Welcome. Program activated. Synchronizing.
Here we go.
I've had many really bad days where I've woken up in the morning, turned on the radio, and they've turned it completely around.
My junk has been chopped off.
What a great way to start the day.
So much no in this whole conversation.
This is Mr. Michael Oppenheimer.
Stop calling my house.
If anyone gives me hell for eating animal crackers, I'll cut a bitch.
Hey, guys. It's Miley Cyrus. I have a vagina.
Hey, Michelle. What's going on?
The show has never felt more perfect, more well-rounded. Gandhi, you're amazing. It's great. It's great.
I love that. This is the best call we've had.
Yeah, really, a great call.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
It is an honor. It's a privilege to be here for you today. And thank God you're here for us at 55100. That's the text number, 55100. You can call us at 1-800-242-0100. We're all over the socials. I put a picture of Alex's mustache up. It's very important stuff. He's got a porn stash. I don't know. It's okay. Text messages. Someone we need to remember, golf course maintenance workers. Absolutely.
Yes.
Still getting up at 4 o'clock to go in and maintain the courses so when people can get back out there and play, get some exercise and socialize, the courses are ready to go. Froggy, do you miss golfing?
I do miss golfing. You can still golf here. They've got a bunch of rules around it, so it's not the same. However, yes, thank you to the golf course maintenance workers and superintendents who are still keeping it so that when we do get back to some form of normalcy, we can go play.
Normalcy. What is that? Have we ever really been normal? No. So it's like, don't you remember the days we were normal? No, I don't remember any day I've been normal. We're living in this world of abnormal. I prefer to be abnormal. Hey, Froggies, while we have you, did you hang your TV on the wall this weekend? Is it still there?
I did, and it is.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I did. That's it on Friday. I ran the, I started a new line. I put a new electrical line in from the breaker box all the way over to the room, dropped it down the wall, put the outlet in, and then hung the TV. Everything is all good. It's been there since Friday night. I just checked on it, and I sent Elvis a picture. It's still there.
I just checked on it.
the reason we bring this up, Gandhi, before you worked here, Froggy actually was so proud of himself. He went out, got a TV, brought it home, and he mounted it on the wall, and the thing crashed. It fell to the floor.
What I would have given to see that happen. I can only imagine how happy he was about that.
There's a story. It's really not my fault. However, yes, one did fall. One did fall. It was there for a long time, and it did fall overnight. And it fell in the middle of the night. I thought a bomb went off in the house. I didn't know what the hell happened. I'm like, what the hell was that? Nothing happens. Why does nothing happen in the daytime?
Hey. How is it not your fault? You're the one who mounted it. How is it not your fault?
Okay. When I first moved into my home, my father came down. I was living in South Florida. My father came down and helped me. And one day we went around the house and mounted a bunch of televisions. And believe it or not, I know you guys are going to think I'm just full of crap, but that is one that he mounted his way, which I told him was not going to work. And he said, no, look, it stayed. But you know what? I'll take responsibility. No problems. Everyone I have hung works.
Huh. Yeah. All right. There you go. Well, I'm so glad you did that, because when it comes to things like that, and especially running electric wires from boxes and things, I would never do that. I would burn my house down. It makes me nervous. Anyway, happy 420. I don't know if you're lighting up already or you're chewing on your ganj or whatever your gummies. Hey, good for you. There is one thing I wanted to get to. You may be at this point or beyond this point where you're losing it, where you just miss being around people. You miss being close to someone or going out to parties and stuff. Please, you know what? Don't do it. Don't do it. I know you're going insane. You know, it's just, we saw some activity going on here in New York City over the weekend where we had a lot of activity I heard about, by the way. A lot of people just gave up. They're like, no, screw it. We're going to have a big party. They've had big parties, hanging out with each other as if nothing's going on. Hey, you know what? We'll be back to that, but you got to be patient. You know, they're seeing results, actually, from what we're doing and the sacrifices that we're making. And you call that a sacrifice? What about the people who are actually going into the hospitals every day and working? That's the sacrifice. Do it for them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%. And you'll get back to that, you know, that day. For you, Froggy, you'll be on that golf course again. And I can't think of a better sport to play. Well, you don't have to be near anyone. It's like,
right. God. Exactly.
We'll be back to that. Just be cool, you know? Over the weekend, also, I'm noticing that trolling on social media is at an all-time high. Have you guys noticed people are being really mean and disgusting to each other?
Absolutely. And it's surprising to me because I kind of would have thought that during this time, people would be nicer, have nice things to say, not try to make it worse. But it doesn't seem to be the case. It seems like people are very upset and bored and angry and just looking for something to lash out about.
Right. Like there were several times over the weekend I could read someone's post on my, you know, I'm posting pictures of pizza. I mean, what the hell am I going to post? But they're saying political stuff to me. They're trying to bait me to get me to argue with them and stuff. I'm not going to do it. No, I will just delete you.
Yeah.
Don't. If you find that you really truly need to be right in a conversation and you want to go on social media and just start bashing the crap out of people, can you think again and not do that? Can you please not?
Seriously.
Yeah. I've had several texts today, people trying to bait me into an argument about this and that. I'm not going to do it. I will just delete you. I have no problem. I'm cleaning house. It's spring cleaning.
Oh boy.
Bring it. Go ahead. Text
way
something.
Way better way.
Yeah. Bye, bye, bye. So be nice to each other. It's a great time just to be kind and patient and be nice. I know it's hard to do, especially for me. I'm not a nice guy. Line four is Ryan. Ryan's a nurse at the world famous Cleveland Clinic. Things are looking up. A long way to go, though, right, Ryan?
Yes, it is. It's doing really good. I mean, every day we see a lot of patients. However, if we just take the time to stay home like we should, and, you know, and we don't open up the borders and everything up too fast and take our time, because I've seen some surges where, you know, if you just open too fast, we're going to see a lot of more cases.
Yeah, this is true. You know, it's interesting. This past weekend, I read somewhere, whoever wrote this article was saying they had a feeling this past weekend was the weekend where everyone reached their tipping point and they started hanging out with each other and being in each other's faces again. So what you're going to see, maybe, this is an experiment. In 2 to 3 weeks from right now, if there was a problem, if people were getting each other sick, you were going to know in like 2 weeks, right? Is that about how long it takes, Ryan?
Yeah. I believe. I just feel like if you just, like I'm emphasizing because I work in an ER. I also work on a couple of the floors. And, you know, every patient's different. We also just got asked, a couple of us nurses and techs, to go to New York and to Detroit to help out. So some of us got to send over there. So we're just trying to help out and do our part and really make sure that, you know, everyone's taken care of equally. Everyone has a chance to live and survive. Because,
well, you guys are making the ultimate sacrifice every day to go in. Yeah. And so it's the least we can do for you is just, hey, and another thing to keep in mind, you know, and I'll give you this. Most of us are in the hot zone. We live in New York and New Jersey, and these are the hottest of the hot zones. And there are other hot zones popping up too, like Detroit, like you're talking about in Louisiana and California, whatever. Here's the thing. If you live in a non-hot zone, we want to keep it that way. We want you to live a life where you're not as afraid as we are here. And to do that, to keep it from getting hot, you got to do the right thing. And you know what? Just do the right thing for people like Ryan. We appreciate you listening to us, Ryan. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you so much. You're one of the best. I love listening to you guys. I read Elvis' book and I loved it. I cried.
Oh, see, so. I knew you were a smart guy. Well, listen, Ryan, thank you. Thank you for all you do. You give our love to everyone at Cleveland Clinic, okay? Every single person.
I will. Can you do a shout out for me for 5100?
For 5100, who's that?
Yep. Urology Gynecology of Akron General Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah.
It's one of the hardest working nurses we have ever worked with. We've taken on a lot of COVID patients. We have the best director. I think we owe it to Cleveland Clinic to give a good shout out to them because we are starting to become like number one in this area helping out. So, yeah.
Wow. Look at that. There's nothing better than having pride in all the hard work you guys are doing, and you did it. Ryan, thank you for calling. It's a pleasure having you on here.
Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. You too. How can you not have a great day when you know people like that are listening in? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey, what do you want to do here, Straight Nate, our senior executive producer?
You could do Gandhi real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to do Gandhi. How you doing?
Excuse you.
Real quick now.
I wanted to know what kind of artwork you and your boyfriend did this past weekend, Gandhi. Did you put down the brushes?
We drew a little bit, so we haven't actually started painting, but we drew some elephants on a canvas because we're trying to make a bunch of elephants, and I'm looking at them right now. All the paints are set out, and I'm ready to go, so probably after we get off the air today, I'm going to go make some of those.
Well, there are two things that scare me in the kitchen. Number one is bread, because if it has anything to do with yeast, don't get me wrong, I don't want anything to do with it. Right. I stay away from yeast. Believe that. Also, I've never been great at frying chicken. Fried chicken. I love chicken.
Chicken.
So I've got the chicken ready to go. I'm going to fry some chicken today. I'm so nervous.
Oh, ooh, I can't wait. Yeah. I'm excited.
Leah on line 24. Yeah, I'll let you know. It's going to be great or it's going to be awful. Leah, line 24, real quick, and as we get into the three things. You and your boyfriend just adopted a puppy. What kind of puppy did you get, Leah?
Yes. He's a lab pit mix. He's like just turned 8 weeks old. He's the teeniest little thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, I can't wait. In a few weeks, he's going to be eating the house. He's going to eat your house.
Yeah. 1,000%. But, you know, quarantine has allowed us to get to do that. My boyfriend works from home, and I'm still having to go in, but he's able to puppy train. And it's the only time we'd really get a chance to do that otherwise.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I know that Gandhi was trying to adopt a puppy as well. We're looking for puppies, and we can't find the one we want to rescue.
Billie Eilish has got a pit bull. She was just like keeping it at her house for a while, and she says, "Yeah, I gave in. I adopted."
Yeah,
so she adopted.
Aww. I bet.
So cute. It's so cute.
Well, Leah, best of luck. What'd you name your dog?
Oopsie litter, Jackson.
Jackson. Jackson's about to eat everything you own. Fabulous. They're the best ever. Well, congratulations, Leah. On your new puppy.
Thank you. Have a great day, okay? Thank you. You too.
You're very welcome. Into the three things we need to know now. Gandhi, what's going on?
Dangerous storms are going to continue moving across the south this morning, bringing tornado threats, possible flash flooding, high winds, and damaging hail. Yesterday, southern Mississippi was hit hard with multiple tornadoes. Trees were uprooted, power lines snapped, and more of that weather is expected as we start the week. I think some of that may be near Froggy, right?
It's hitting Jacksonville right now. As we're doing this report, we are seeing some very heavy thunderstorms here in Jacksonville.
Wow.
Yes, be careful, stay inside. Billionaire Richard Branson is willing to put his private island in the Caribbean up as collateral if the UK will bail out his Virgin Atlantic airline. He wants the government to give the company $620 million to help in the face of the coronavirus pandemic. And he went on to say in a blog post that he'd put Necker Island, which is in the British Virgin Islands, up to raise as much as he could to save jobs for his airline. His initial request for a bailout was rejected. And we were talking about quarantine constipation. If you need some details, a lot of people are going through it right now. Apparently, it happens because of how much the quarantine changes our daily habits and rhythms. So when we're at home sitting around and not staying active or engaging in our usual routine, we experience what they're calling colonic motility, meaning the process where the colon contracts to propel feces along decreases. That causes constipation. So if this is happening to you, try getting a brisk walk 5 days a week. Eat food with more fiber, stay hydrated, and do yoga or meditation to de-stress. Experts say that should help things get moving along. And well, those are your three things.
We're sitting here sending this message out to everyone. Stay inside, stay inside. So the poop must be listening. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it is.
The poop is self-quarantining. It's true. You stay in there, poop. Stay in there where it's nice and safe for you. I don't want my poop in danger.
Yep. Yep.
Hey, I want to make a big old shout out to all our truckers who are moving us around the country today and getting stuff to and fro. We appreciate you. Be safe. And if you're on the roads, as we always say, stay out of their way. Those are big rigs. They've got important stuff to get to the next destination. And so give them their space because they deserve it. All right, let's take a break. I talked about truckers. I talked about poop.
Yep.
Yeah, all I think we got to everything. We'll be back right after this.
I'm all waiting.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Hey, it's Gary Jones. And when it comes to home and auto insurance, State Farm is the real deal. File a claim or pay your bill with the award-winning State Farm mobile app. Or contact any of their 19,000 local agents who are ready to help. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
I agree with you, Gary. Sunday Best by Surfaces. Yeah. I think that's my new favorite song.
It's so good. I listened to it 5 times in a row yesterday.
We need more stuff like that to keep us up, keep us going. And I was doing my best to get to watch the big concert yesterday, or the Saturday, or what day was the concert with Lady Gaga?
Saturday.
Don't even know what day it is, but some of that music was really pretty, but it was sad. I ended up more sad than I was when I wasn't watching it.
I know.
But when J-Lo did people who need people, I thought that was hot. I love that. Liked it a lot. Anyway, so Garrett's about to give us some sound. Garrett sent me a text Friday. Was it Friday?
Saturday.
Right? Saturday. And said, oh, here I go. Never had a martini before. Martini number one. I went, oh boy.
Right.
I said, the first one's going to get you, but the third one is going to be the worst. And sure enough, how many did you have?
About four. Oh, four God. Martinis.
Oh, no.
You know, Elvis, I know Elvis is right pretty much about everything. And by the first one, I was like, okay, I got it. I like this. I can enjoy it. Second one, I was like, I could do it a little slower. Third one was like the worst friend you've ever met before in your life.
Right.
I was,
so then you had a fourth. Yeah. So you had a fourth.
I said, what's four going to do?
Is that when you and Allie popped into Scary's house party?
Yeah. So it was about 11 o'clock at night. We were like, hey, let's go on house party. And they're Scary. And I was like, his room's unlocked. Let me jump in his room.
Yeah.
So Scary's there. Like,
how bad were they? Scary, how bad were they?
Oh, they were hammered. They were laying in their lazy boys, falling over each other. And they're like, what's up? Because on house party, if you leave the door unlocked, people could just jump in if they see you online. They just jump in. That's the whole point of the house party. So a bunch of us were just hanging out drinking. And then all of a sudden, Garrett and Allie show up. And they don't even know some of the people in the room. You know,
no idea.
Our friend Cheryl was in there and a bunch of other people, you know. But it was just very funny, though. Good, they're like, hey.
They were all having sophisticated conversations, like, about, you know, what's going on with work and their houses. And we're just sticking our tongues out going, eh.
That's it. I'm gonna be on house party later. Okay. I'm gonna leave my door unlocked. Whoever wants to walk on in, just come on in.
It's the best app. We can play Heads Up and some trivia. They have all stuff on screen games that we all play. It's great.
And by the way, this is actually great advice. from one of our listeners on the text. Martinis are like boobs. You can have two, but you can't have three. So there you go.
That's so true. So true.
All right, let's get into sound with Garrett. Garrett, what do you have today?
All right, let's talk about the show that went on Saturday, the One World concert. And this is how the show ended. It was a big ending. Lady Gaga, Lang Lang on the piano, John Legend, Celine Dion, Andrea Bocelli doing the prayer. Sounds like this.
Are you guys amazed at how, even though they're separated and are around the world from each other, they still can sound that great together? That just boggles.
It was very cool. Lizzo gave us a Sam Cooke classic called "A Change Is Gonna Come" and sounded amazing.
There were times when I felt we could last for long, but now I know we're able.
Such talented people.
And so Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, they are in isolation together, and they sang an Uncle Johnny classic, "What a Wonderful World."
What a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred.
Wow, so nice. Almost as good as Uncle Johnny's, but not quite. Not quite. Here's Uncle Johnny.
What a wonderful world. Oh yes, I really do, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I prefer Uncle Johnny's. That's the best. We love you, Uncle Johnny. Oh, he was tanked last night. He was on his martinis. Whoa, man. That was crazy. Anyway, back to you. Sorry.
By the way, Uncle Johnny has sang that song in front of Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello while they were in studio. So they might have gotten inspiration from Uncle Johnny. So we'll stick to that story. Now, during the Last Dance documentary on ESPN about Michael Jordan last night, he was talking about how his childhood shaped his competitive nature.
I don't think from a competitive standpoint, I would be here without the confrontations with my brother. When you come to blows with someone you absolutely love, that's igniting every fire within you. And I always felt like I was fighting Larry for my father's attention.
Wow, I can't wait to see that. You've got me really, really wanting to see it tonight.
Very cool. So good. Episode 1 and 2 ran last night. We get two every Sunday night between now and April on May 17th.
All right, let's talk about...
Hold on a second. Right. I'm going to ask you a question for all of you. How do you guys feel about shows who still only release one or two here and there rather than the whole season? I mean, what do you think, Gandhi?
I actually kind of love it, especially in this environment right now. It's giving me something to look forward to every week because I know if they dropped it all at once, it would be done in a day. But this Michael Jordan special, we have 5 weeks now that we're going to be able to enjoy it. I love it.
Well, did you hear what Straight Nate did watching Ozark? You actually are at the very end of the third season, the last season, right?
And it's fantastic. We started on Friday and just binged the entire weekend. So the thing that I figured out is you can't stop at the end of one episode. You have to go halfway through an episode and stop somewhere. Because if you get to the end of the episode, of course you're going to watch the next one. I mean, it happened two nights in a row. I had to stop halfway through episode 9 last night so we wouldn't watch episode 10.
I tell you what, those last two episodes of Ozark are just thrilling. So they're fantastic, especially the spaceship part. Did you get to that spaceship part?
There's no spaceship, right?
aliens. There's aliens.
There's aliens. There's aliens in Ozark. The Ozarks.
I'm like, wait, I missed that part. Okay. What are you talking
about? No, there's no aliens. There's no spaceship.
Okay. I hate spoilers. Don't spoil it.
Yes, we know. Right. You hate spoilers.
Go ahead. All right, so remember...
So you remember the other day, Danielle's husband, Sheldon, sent us this clip of her singing "Do You Want to Build a Snowman" from the Disney special that was on Thursday night. So, of course, Danielle had to get revenge. So this weekend, her husband, Sheldon, was in the shower and posted this on Instagram.
So listen, Sheldon.
Sheldon's in the shower and he's singing.
Does he really do that?
That's the only song he sings in the shower.
What song is
it? It's a Broadway show that we saw in England years ago. I always forget the damn name of it, but it's the only song he sings in the shower all the time.
Now so. We know.
All right,
so you recorded. Oh yeah, you posted that, right?
Oh yeah. Oh yes, I did.
Okay. Good. All right, so Elvis, you were talking about this earlier about you trying to use the Flowbee on Alex's hair and didn't work, but I got a little clip of that from your Instagram Live.
Nothing to get scared about. Oh wait. This is not how I thought I would spend my Sunday.
It was awful.
Sucking. What happened? Who turned off the sucker?
All right, turn it off. Yeah. By the way, he does not look. Is he listening? I don't think he's listening. His hair is awful. He really ruined his hair.
All right, and then Let's end on this feel-good story. So Jay Mazzini from Paterson, New Jersey, went to a Checkers drive-thru and gave the four employees that were working in the Checkers $10,000 each.
This is Checkers, right?
Really?
Yeah. I have a question. How much you make an hour?
It's only about 11.
Can you bring everybody here? I just want to give you guys something. I know you guys work hard. I know you guys are strong. This is, I swear to God, that $10,000 is for you. I swear to God.
Oh, my God, yo.
That's $10,000 for you.
Okay. Woo! Thank you.
Take care, guys.
Oh, how cool. Thank you. Take care. Can you imagine?
That's so great. Awesome.
That's awesome.
I love that. That's awesome.
I love it.
All right, Garrett, you're a good American.
Love you.
Oh, by the way, do you have the proper ending to the song we started our show with today? Scary, that made me so mad. What's the name of the song we started with?
We played the next episode from Dre and Snoop, and there's that quintessential classic line at the end after the pause. Yeah. It was reversed. So we have the full
version. Yes. So iHeart didn't like it. And like they do, they edit the best parts out of songs. And it just makes me so mad that they're ruining songs. So this is the ending we should have heard.
Smoke weed every day.
Yeah.
Aha!
All we needed.
They reversed it at the end. Because they don't want you to know that people smoke weed every day. iHeart, please. Thank you, Garrett. You're a good American.
Later.
Smoke weed every day.
That's right. Let's get into the Daniel Report. As we do, you know what's being hoarded right now? Frozen pizza. Yeah. This is the new thing people are hoarding.
Yep. Oh, guilty.
No.
Americans bought 92% more pizzas this March than we did in March of 2019 last year. Frozen pizzas. Is your freezer full of them, Gandhi?
Full of them. And not only that, but I just tried to holler at my favorite frozen pizza place. They're actually a chain restaurant. It's called Donato's. They're opening one up by Froggy and they keep tweeting at us. So I tried to holler at them to get some frozen pizza because it's not enough. There's never enough.
Right. Mm. Yeah, Frog.
We went to the grocery store the other day to get our favorite frozen pizza. All gone. I mean, all gone, all gone, all gone. Completely empty.
Yep.
Like, where are they going? People are hoarding pizza.
Tell ya. Before the pandemic hit us, I ordered buttloads of Table 87, which in my opinion is the very best frozen pizza you could ever have in your life.
Yeah,
still online.
I got a refrigerator full of them. Yeah,
what Table 87. Table 87?
Oh yeah. They're big friends of the show. Anyway,
coal fire.
Frozen pizzas being hoarded. Soda and beer made taste a little more flat. You know why? Because there's dwindling supplies of carbon dioxide, which is what they use to carbonate the drinks.
No.
I didn't know that. The pandemic is affecting international drug business. Apparently, drug traffickers are having trouble moving their supply. That's why your booger sugar is costing more than it used to. Did you know, and I think we reported this the other day on our show, couples in New York can now get married over Zoom?
Oh, that's cool.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know how, but there is a way to do it. Did you see the video of the guy who was the only passenger on a Southwest Airlines flight from Fort Lauderdale to St. Louis Thursday? When they made the announcements, they put his name on there. They would be like, okay, Dave, you need to bring your seat back up. Dave.
Just for you.
So they personalized all the announcements just for him.
Aww.
I love it. And Danielle, now it's your turn. What's going on?
All right. Okay, so we heard some sound from the One World Together at Home. It did raise over $127 million to support healthcare workers in this coronavirus epidemic. So that's awesome. It did do a lot of good. So that's great. John Legend has a new song out, and I'm playing it constantly for you because it's my new favorite song. It's called Bigger Love.
Do we have that in the system? I'll play the whole thing if you want me to.
It's so good. And if you go to his Instagram, he has a little video that he put together with a bunch of friends, obviously, over Zoom or whatever, how you do it. It looks so good. The Weeknd still number one after hours. Billboard 200 album chart for the fourth week in a row. Congratulations to The Weeknd. Still holding on over there. The All In Challenge has raised over $13 million already. And celebrities just keep adding to it. Over the weekend, Pink added an aerial stunt lesson. So you get to take an aerial stunt lesson with Pink and her trainer. How cool is that? So go
That'd
there.
Be awesome. All,
yeah. Wouldn't that be amazing? Can you imagine? So go check that out. That's going on.
I wouldn't John do that. Krasinski, I would fall out of the sky and die. I'm not going to do aerial stuff.
No, you wouldn't. They make sure that you are secure. It will be okay. Right. John Krasinski hosted his Some Good News prom over the weekend. Chance the Rapper, Billie Eilish, the Jonas Brothers, they all showed up. Everybody was dressed to the nines. A lot of the students that showed up, they were dressed to the nines, and he actually had some of them on the show. So that was pretty cool.
Welcome to the morning show. Morning show. Elvis Duran.
Stop that. What happened?
Yay.
Gary? Gary's freaking out. It's like there was
Gary, did you drop a donut on the board?
No. It's like there's a ghost in here. I was nowhere near the board.
I wish we'd video of what Scary just did. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
His reaction was fabulous.
Somebody,
do we have that? Well, hold on. Do we have that on video? Does anyone have that on video?
No.
I've never seen anything. Like that. Okay, no one will ever believe
that
what we just
funny.
Saw.
Oh my god!
Scary just flipped out,
and I'm sorry.
His headphone fell off his head.
But all right, back to you, Daniel.
I'm sorry.
Just
oh my
the
gosh!
Button.
Okay. Hey, calm down. Okay, go, Daniel.
All right. Over the weekend, unfortunately, we said goodbye to Kitty Perry. That's Katy Perry's cat. She's had that cat for 15 years. She got it with an ex-boyfriend a while ago. And unfortunately, the cat did pass away. If you go to her Instagram, she does pay tribute to the kitty. And the Nielsen numbers are estimating that during the weeks of March 23rd to the 29th, Americans watched 5.3 billion minutes of Tiger King. And that's just on your television sets. That's not even like counting the other ways that we watch Tiger King. But that's how many people are watching Tiger King. I'm trying to get my mom to watch it. She's like, you know, just learning the Netflix thing. So I said, Mom, you got to watch Tiger King. I'm still trying to figure out whether or not it's something that she'll really enjoy, but I just want to get her take on it.
How do you learn the Netflix thing? What it's on or off? I mean,
no,
what is there to know?
There's much more involved when you're trying to teach your parents.
Exactly. Believe me, she doesn't know how to get it or where it is or what it is. It's a lot. Tonight, The Bachelor presents Listen to Your Heart. You've got The Voice. Songland, that is where undiscovered songwriters are pitching their songs, and basically somebody gets it taken care of right then and there. So it's pretty cool. That's going down tonight. Below Deck, Sailing Yacht is on, and 90 Day Fiancé Self-Quarantined. That is on tonight as well. And that is
What's up, Frog?
This tells you all you need to know about trying to get parents to learn technology. I tried to get my parents to watch Netflix. My mom's like, no, we're staying home. We don't need anything we need to return. I don't want any late fees. I'm like, never mind. Stop.
Wait. And last night when I was telling my mom all the things that are on Netflix, she goes, oh, I have my hands full with The Crown. I cannot believe all of these other things that you're telling me. I have to write a list. Hold on.
It is over.
It was hysterical. It was so funny.
It's out of control. All the stuff, the so options cute. That are out there.
Yeah, but, she couldn't believe
but
if, it.
You know, she, her brain can only take so many things. Yeah. Like, no. But I still love that. They don't get the Netflix thing. It's just on and off. I don't understand.
I don't get the late fees. I don't want to have to return.
All right. Okay. I'm going to take a break. Thank you, Danielle. I love you. People are texting in. They do food delivery to stores. They're saying, yeah, they can't keep the pizza in the freezers. Wow. They just can't. It's all gone.
Damn.
Also, the Alexia onion rings and french fries and stuff, poof, gone. My favorite. Can't get my onion rings. If that's the worst thing that's going on in life, I think we're doing okay, people.
Let's take
a break. We're coming back after this.
I listen to you every single morning. I just love you guys.
Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. Frequent hand washing can keep you from getting sick. Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
So there's this headline in New York Post I'm reading today. The headline is, testicles may make men more vulnerable to coronavirus, says a study.
Oh, really?
So what are you supposed to chop them off?
Yeah. The corona. Danielle. Only Danielle can say it. Like, so you're supposed to chop them off?
Get them taken off.
Anyway, it says the coronavirus could linger in the testicles, making men prone to longer, more severe cases of the illness.
So what do you do?
Oh.
Danielle, you have testicles. What do you think?
I don't know. I say take them
off.
What
you
don't need them.
I don't think there is. I don't think there's anything you can do. I think I didn't read the whole study. I think there was talk for a while that guys have a more difficult time shaking it off, and maybe this could be the reason. I don't know. I'm not going to get into it, but I'm going to read it further. And as soon as I know more about testicles, I'll let you know, Froggy.
Okay. Thank good. You.
Guys are just going to use this as their excuse to never get over anything because they're the worst of colds and flus.
It's living in my testicles. I can't get rid of it.
Is that how we sound to you, really, Gandhi? Is that how we
sound? Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Any guy with a cold, that's what you sound like to me.
Yeah. It's not me. It's my testicles.
My nose. My nose is running.
Maybe if you take care of my testicles, I'll feel a lot better.
That'll be me this afternoon. Hey, Lisa, if you rub my testicles, I'll feel better.
They need to be expressed.
All right.
I read somewhere if you rub them, I won't get the COVID. Can you please come in and rub them?
Too much. Too much.
Please.
So I'm not, someone's just in a text. This means we need to wash our testicles more. No, that's not what I'm saying.
Make sure you sing happy birthday twice while you.
Yeah, can you sing happy birthday while washing my testicles? Are we really having this conversation? Straight Nate, you're in charge here. Why are you letting the show go down this awful road?
I'm kind of enjoying Danielle's jokes about testicles. Keep them coming, Danielle. Hi-oh.
Okay.
There was a guy in Arkansas. I went to a restaurant, said, here's my $1,200 stimulus payment as a tip. Doom, boom. Wow. You know, I'm reading more and more stories. If you go on and you find more and more stories like that. Speaking of, you know, last week, Alex took his stimulus payment and he gave it away. He gave it away in the form of gift cards.
Yeah.
But you know what he was finding? Some of the people he gave the gift cards to decided to split the gift cards and give them away to random people as well. So it was this incredible, you know, thing. It was great. I'm so proud of him for doing that. Are you hearing some good stories? Like the guy that went to Checkers and gave out $10,000 to each of those employees. Can you imagine that if you called in sick at Checkers that day? It's like, what?
Ooh, right? So mad. You're so mad.
My day off at Checkers. Mad. I wasn't there
for
that.
It was my shift. Oh.
Hey, do we have time to play Daniel's favorite song? Are we running late here?
Okay, on time. If you play it right now, we're good.
You requested it, Danielle. And you know what? We never get to make requests on our own show. You want to hear Bigger Love?
Yes. Oh, yes. My new John Legend, please. Thank you.
John Legend. Here we go. This is for Danielle. Just for you, Danielle.
Yay!
I don't want to think about nothing, just watching you dancing. Feel like the beginning of something. In the end, all I wanna do is just fall in. I don't wanna think about nothing. Everybody got so much to say. Every time we push it away, every day a new reason to stay. 'Cause we gotta be. It's crumbling. Every day another new something. But in the end, can't nobody do us in. I just wanna think about loving.
don't ever give it up, no. We got a one-way ticket, love. We ain't going no place but up. Nothing can stop this. No one can top us.
Oh, we got a big love.
Is it with these people?
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hey guys, it's Camila Cabello. I know things are crazy right now. Let's try to keep staying calm, keep practicing your social distancing, staying home and staying healthy. Together we'll get through this and we'll come out stronger and better. Let's take care of each other. Love you guys.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Very, very good advice. Looking out for each other. I think that's so important. Hey, I'm looking at the clock going, oh my God, we have an hour left. Oh no, we don't. We've got 2 hours.
Yes.
Yeah. We have the bonus hour coming up at 10 o'clock East Coast. If you want to listen to us, it's only on Z100 in New York. You can hear us in New York on Z100, of course, but you can also listen to us on your iHeartRadio app, Z100 New York. Look it up. Also, I think we're still on Channel 12 on Sirius XM. Listen to us there. As far as reading goes, are you guys reading any books? Are you doing some Audible?
Yeah.
I am doing an old favorite of mine. It came out over 25 years ago called The Artist's Way. Did you ever read this when it came out?
No, what is that?
It's a spiritual path to higher creativity. It truly, it was mind-changing and life-changing back when I read it. So now I have the Audible. I'm going to hit it today. You know what Audible's doing was something really good, really cool for kids. I don't know if you remember me talking about this, but they have, with schools closed, they have created stories.audible.com. And of course, as you know, Audible is a partner of ours. And but I'm so proud to say that we are partners with Audible. They're so cool. And now they're streaming hundreds of incredible stories for free, including titles in 6 languages to kids. So if the kids want to listen to some great stories, stories.audible.com. No need to sign up, no credit cards. It's absolutely free. And as soon as Audible sends us some more gift cards to get more people on, we'll give them to you. We appreciate it. But again, for kids, stories.audible.com. It's totally free. Stories.audible.com. Gosh, I don't know. I feel the need to fry some chicken today. Who's with me?
Yes, do it.
You can figure out how to make a good fried chicken, pass that recipe on, because I fail at fried chicken so badly too. So I want to know how you do it.
I hear the temperature of the oil is the most important thing, and I don't have an oil thermometer, so I'm gonna, I'm gonna try to figure it out. Yes,
you just gotta stick your finger in it.
Yeah, that's
don't. That's it. You're done.
Okay, we're good.
someone just motioned to me. Who? Yes, Gary.
Yeah. So you know, if you want a slightly healthier version of the fried chicken, you could do it with blanched almond flour. Great. And safflower oil instead of...
No.
If you're going to make fried chicken...
That's some bougie-ass fried chicken, dude.
Yeah, it's exactly. Not bougie, it's healthier.
Safflower. What's that, Danielle?
If you make fried chicken, you make fried chicken. You make almond
flour. You fry the chicken.
Shut up, frog.
I'm not going to... Okay, listen. Don't get mad at me. If you want to fry it in your almond whatever, great.
Crap.
Good for you. No, enjoy it. I will be frying my fried chicken in oil. Yes. I'm not going to do it in an air fryer. Someone said you should do the oven baked fried chicken. No.
That's not fried chicken.
I'm going to fry chicken. And if stop telling me to not fry my chicken. If I want to fry chicken, I'm about to go off. If I want to fry my chicken, I'm going to fry my chicken. I'm going to fry it in oil. I'm going to do it that way. That's the way I want to do it. I don't want you to tell me how to fry my chicken. I've lost my scary. Back
scary.
Off.
You cannot talk. Oh my gosh, I don't even want to. I'm not even. I'm just going to shut up. I'm shutting up.
I'll be frying my chicken in peanut oil today. What's wrong with that? Why are you making a face?
Because I was taught to only use coconut oil, olive oil, and safflower oil, and that's
by who? No one taught you to do that. And no, you read somewhere that that's the bougie thing to do, so that's why you do it. We all know you.
I just fried a turkey in peanut oil last week, and it tasted phenomenal. So you use your peanut oil proudly.
No, now, Froggy, did you do that in the air fryer? Because it's healthier.
No. I did it in the Butterball indoor turkey fryer.
The crap that you shove in your pie hole every single day, you think it was made the way you think you please.
It's a healthy balance of crap and not crap.
Okay. Balance this.
Yeah, you balance this.
Process meat alone.
Ugh. Okay.
Here's my thing. Okay. You know, a friend of mine just posted something, and I want to read it out loud. It's going to take me a second to find it, so talk amongst yourselves about letting people do what they want to do. You know what? As long as it's not hurting you. No, look, if it's harming other people, then no, you shouldn't be doing that.
A text came in that said that you should soak it in buttermilk for a few hours first.
Yeah,
it'll taste phenomenal. Already soaking. It's soaking in buttermilk right now.
Yes. Oh, is it?
It is. Absolutely.
Scary. If you're making fried chicken, you're not trying to be healthy.
I know.
Right. Exactly.
I just
figured you throw it out the window.
I got to cut corners somehow. You know, I want to do something right.
Then if you want
I would be angry.
If you want to do that, do that.
If you want to not, if you want to cut corners, don't make fried chicken. Make baked chicken.
Right.
Don't. Exactly. If you fried chicken is fried chicken.
Elvis, here's what that do not drain it on paper. Drain it on a rack so that therefore it doesn't get soggy.
I agree.
A cooling.
I'm going to take that advice. No, I have a rack for my chicken. Okay, so Brian Sims is a politician from Pennsylvania.
I do too.
Listen, here's what he says. Listen to what he says. I love this advice. My choice is what I choose to do. And if I'm causing no harm, it shouldn't bother you. Your choice is what you choose to do and who you choose to be. If you're causing no harm, then you're all right with me.
Right.
How you like that?
That's good.
So if you're going to be out doing something that's hurting other people, then I have a problem with it. And I may say something. Sorry. I'm going to butt in. But if you want to fry your chicken in the air fryer, go ahead. Don't tell me to do it.
I apologize. Scary, I apologize for your fougie, bougie, fluffity, duffity
chicken. I'll do me and you do you.
Fluffity, duffity.
You do that chicken.
I am going to be envious of Elvis's chicken. I'm sure it's going to be flavorful.
Yeah. It may be awful. I like it. Garrett, of course, who has to eat gluten-free. He's like, use gluten-free breadcrumbs. No.
No.
I don't have to. I'm not gluten-free.
Right. Eat your fried chicken fried in peanut oil with all the gluten on top.
Soaked in buttermilk and do whatever you want to do.
I want to drink a 12-ounce glass of gluten.
You know what? When you're done frying the chicken, if you want to drink the oil that you fried it in, then you go right ahead and do that.
No. I'm going to drink it. Froggy. I'm going to mix it with bourbon.
Come on.
Where's Jeanette on line 24? This is all the more reason I need to go back in. I need to go watch read The Artist's Way again because I need to go to a higher plane. Hello, Jeanette. Welcome to our show. How are you doing today? How's your quarantine hitting you?
Oh, it's been hard. How are you, Elvis?
I'm doing very well. Blessed. We are all so blessed and so thankful for everyone who's taking care of us and taking care of business. And we're so blessed to have each other, even when they don't like the way I fry chicken. How about you, Jeanette? Yes. Do you fry chicken?
I do fry chicken, and I use this Korean-style fried chicken recipe.
Oh.
Yeah, so the secret to getting the chicken really crispy is to use rice flour in the batter. So you make
rice
your batter.
Flour.
Yes, rice flour. So you make the batter with flour, salt, pepper, any seasoning that you want to use, but make sure to put some rice flour in it, and when you fry it, it comes out extra crispy.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I just remembered I have a tub of rice flour in my kitchen. I don't have rice flour. Where do you get rice flour?
You get rice flour from the Asian markets.
Okay, I'm going to run down to the Asian market. I'll be right back.
I know. Okay. You know what? Try Amazon. It'll send it to you in 10 days or...
Oh, 10 days.
I've heard of this. Korean fried chicken.
It's
KFC. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and eat my stuff today, but I'm going to get some rice flour. And I love the fact that you're helping me out. I'm going to try it.
Oh, thank you. And thank you so much for keeping us entertained and happy during this pandemic. It's been hard.
But look, you know what? We're going to get through this. Okay. Just be fair to yourself, be good to yourself, be good to other people, and we'll get through this. And I appreciate your phone call so much. Thank you very much, Jeanette.
Thank you very much. Love you guys.
Love you. What did Alex just deliver me a plate of something? What did you do in the kitchen? You don't do things in the kitchen.
Well, I attempted to cook breakfast. So
what'd you make? This looks good.
Well, I did roasted potatoes. Oh, I sauteed some onions. I did some sausage, some egg, cheese.
Oh my God, this is great. I didn't know you knew how to cook.
Me.
Elvis, this is for safety. It says do not fry. Elvis, this is a safety. It says do not fry chicken in olive oil. It has a very low flash point and it will explode.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not. Oh. No, I wouldn't. I would never, ever fry fried chicken in olive oil.
Yeah. How is it?
This is great.
Really?
It's very good. You roasted potatoes?
Roasted potatoes, and there's sauteed egg onions, egg, cheese, and sausage.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Go fry me some chicken.
All right. I'll be back.
Alex, for the win. I love you. This is fabulous. Alex. All right, thank you.
Nice.
Yeah, go back up and make something else. What are you going to make now? I don't know, something. Anyway. Does your guy ever surprise you with roasted potatoes and eggs? This is pretty amazing.
Yeah, delicious.
All right, let's get into the three things we need to know. I'm sorry that I went off. But I just want a fried chicken, the old-fashioned fried chicken way. Scary. I'm not going to use your almond
and you
flour.
You should. But I got to say, thank you, because all these recipes are now coming in. I want to try all of them as a result of this conversation.
Okay. See, it's all for good. All right, the three things we need to know from the one and only Gandhi. What's going on, Gandhi?
Well, some really sad news coming out of Canada. A gunman disguised as a police officer shot people in their homes and set fires in a rampage across Nova Scotia that killed 16 people. That makes it the deadliest attack in the nation's history. The assault began late Saturday, and authorities believe the shooter may have targeted the first victims, then began attacking randomly. On top of dressing like a police officer, the shooter allegedly made his car look like a Royal Canadian Mounted Police cruiser as well. And now let's talk about some good stuff. Shake Shack is doing something really cool. The company is giving back the $10 million it got from the coronavirus stimulus package. It was one of several large chains that got a chunk of the $349 billion aimed at helping small businesses. So they said, since the funding has dried up, Shake Shack is going to give all of it back so that smaller restaurants who really need it can use it. And we talked about this. I know, that's so great of Shake Shack, and we love them too.
It really is.
Yeah. Today is 420. That's the annual celebration of all things weed related. Lots of festivals have been canceled, but all of your favorite celebrities are still doing their smokeouts online. You can find Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Cypress Hill, Willie Nelson, Billy Ray Cyrus. Plus, Chelsea Handler is going to be holding a Get Good at Weed workshop, while Too Short is trying to set a goal of assembling the largest group ever to smoke together online. So if you want to be part of that, go find Too Short tonight on Instagram. And those are your three things.
Did
you see what Snoop Dogg posted on his Instagram last night? It was a picture of himself, and it said, "It's 420 Eve. Be sure to leave out cookies and milk for Snoop Dogg."
Yep. There you have
it. Need it. He has the munchies.
Thank you, guys. Let's take a break. We'll be back right after this.
What's up? I'm Demi Lovato.
Hey, this is Alicia Keys.
It's Camila Cabello
with Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Hey, guys, it's Froggy. We all know bedtime can be a battle for both you and your kids. For instance, my son used to struggle to fall asleep. Well, fortunately, we discovered Vicks Pure Z's Kids Melatonin Gummies to help him fall asleep naturally. Find Pure Z's Kids in stores near you.
Don't answer the phone.
Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
All right, Danielle, what's it all about?
All right, Annette emailed us and wanted us to phone tap her husband, Ralph. He owns Columbo's Market, and she wants us to call him and complain about the food, and he takes a lot of pride in his Ralphie Boy special, so we're going to tell him it stinks.
Here we go.
Hi, this is Ralph speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi, Ralph. This is Michelle. I was in there the other day, and I ordered your Ralphie Boy special.
Uh-huh.
And the prosciutto tastes like crap because it tasted like you got it out of the garbage dump.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Wait, I'm going to call you and lie to you?
No, I just never had a complaint about my prosciutto that cost me $11.95 a pound. So it's hard to believe that prosciutto de Parma would taste like you're saying.
It does. I don't care what it costs you. It costs me a stomachache.
I have to tell you, I haven't had one complaint about a Ralphie Boy. If you come in, I'll make you anything you want on the house.
Well, if you ate, would you try it again?
Excuse me?
If you ate, would you try it again?
Well, first of all, I would never call someplace and tell them that they made.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm being honest with you. I just got to call you up, and I never had such crap food before.
Well, I have to. I apologize, but I have to tell you, I've never had one complaint about that sandwich.
Well, I had to take 2 days off work because my stomach hurt so bad.
You know, and it's a big piece of prosciutto. Other people are eating it. Nobody's called me to say that they've gotten sick.
you're working in such a dump anyway. Maybe you don't take care of the food in the plates, and there's no refrigeration.
Well, I'm sorry. Now I have to take offense because I feed a lot of people here every day, and nobody calls me and says that my food is except for you.
You definitely got a bad prosciutto.
Well, Michelle, I've been eating all week. I'm not sick.
I'm never eating in your piece of place again.
Oh my God!
You know, you want to call this a piece of place, but I'm telling you, nobody's called me to tell me anything.
Don't
like that.
Get smart with me,
I'm
jackass.
I'm not, sweetie. I feel like you're getting smart with me.
No, I'm just telling you how it is. I'm just being honest.
Now you pissed me off.
Oh, please.
Okay? Now you pissed me off. I want to make this right for you. If you want to make it right, fine. Otherwise, don't come here and eat no more.
I ain't coming here and eat no...
God.
Columbo's Market. Ralph speaking.
Yeah, Ralph, what the hell? You can't talk to me like a man? You
I'm trying to talk to you like a man. You're yelling at me. You're yelling at me, and I'm telling you that my food is good. I don't get nobody sick. So I don't know what you ate with your prosciutto sandwich or what else you did, you know, and I'm not trying to be nasty. I was trying to be nice to you. You call my business a piece of and that's not right. I wouldn't do that no matter what you did to me. I have a woman that comes in every day and eats that sandwich, and when she comes in today, I'm going to ask her how it was yesterday.
Maybe she's got a death wish or something.
No, maybe you do, okay? Because if I had a complaint about some place, I would go there, and I would allow that person the opportunity to make it right for me.
If I go there, I'll wind up smacking you in the face.
I wish you would come here and smack me in the face. I really wish you would.
Oh, please. What were you going to do, hit me back?
No, I'm going to stand there with my hands behind my back and watch all the other people watch you make a fool of yourself. I got a sparkling inspection from the health department. They check all my food. Everything I have here is good.
Maybe you paid them off.
Maybe. You know what? I don't have time for you, miss. Prosciutto's weigh 35 pounds. You didn't eat 35 pounds of prosciutto. So somebody else ate that prosciutto and didn't get sick.
Prosciutto. And the mutts. How do I know the fresh mutts wasn't crap?
Because I make it every day by hand.
Your hands are so great that they make good mutts?
Hey, you know what, sweetie? Don't call me back anymore because we're going to just keep hanging up on you.
Hey.
What?
You're goofy.
Yeah, all right, I'm goofy. Right? And you're Cinderella.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah.
And who's the goofy-looking person that works in the store with you, that lady?
You really got a lot of balls saying that on the phone. I really wish you'd come in and say it in person.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to hit a girl?
No, I just want to see who this jerk is that's talking like that.
Hey, the jerk is talking. That's you.
Yeah, all right. Listen, have a nice day, okay? I just tasted the prosciutto to make sure that I didn't get sick.
Oh, now you're being a smartass.
No, I did. I came up here, I tasted the prosciutto and the mozzarella, and they're both fine.
Uh-huh. Well, they taste fine, but wait till you're in the bathroom later on.
Why don't you come here? You can watch me go.
You make chicken parm?
What?
You make chicken parm?
Yeah.
Because Elvis Duran in the morning show would really love some chicken parm.
Annette, did you have somebody do this? I'll kill you. I got to take freaking Viagra for, I mean, Xanax for this now. You did this? I'm going to kill my wife now.
You've just been phone tapped.
Holy Jesus Christ. I'm shaking like a leaf over here. She phone tapped me.
This is Danielle Monero.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Because I'm going to be looking for a new wife after today.
Elvis Duran phone tap.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Flattening the curve.
Flattening the curve.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Flatten your own curve. I'm done. I'm kidding.
Tired of it?
No, we need to flatten the curve. No. You know, it's really funny. We've heard the same messages since the very beginning of the pandemic. We got to flatten the curve, right? We've got to wash our hands. Don't touch your face. And the thing is, we are such critters of no focus whatsoever. And we get over things so quickly. We have no concentration going on, like right now, as I'm trying to form words and sentences. Yep. The thing is, we have to be reminded. We have to flatten the curve. We've got to wash our hands. And the other day, I realized I hadn't washed my hands nearly as much as I used to. So I had to remind myself, wash your hands, Elvis.
Yep.
Are you guys forgetting to wash your hands a little sometimes?
No. So I'm not forgetting to wash my hands, but I am getting a little bit nervous because as the numbers get better, which is a great thing, I do think people are going to start going out more and not washing their hands more and getting closer to people when they're out. So.
Yeah.
Well, don't do that. Wash your hands. No. Stay inside. Come on. Be boring for a little while longer and you'll live to thank us. We do have the bonus hour coming up in about 20 minutes on Z100 in New York. I hope you join us. We need a song to kick it off with. If you want to text me a song to something fun, something we don't play a lot, text me at 55100 right now. We'll take a break. Back after this.
This is Elvis Duran and the Morning Show.
With kids going online more for schoolwork and entertainment, it's important to help keep them safe when they're connected. To help monitor your kids' online activity and more, Norton LifeLock is giving away 6 months of Norton Family for free. No personal information required. Sign up at norton.com/family.